Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
The Board of Health's limit on the serving size of sugary drinks does not limit anyone's consumption. It just requires them to think about whether they really want more than 16 ounces. Remember, for many years, the standard soda size was 6 ounces, not 16.
You hear?
It was 6. Then it became 12.
You hear? The world's on fire, and this schmuck's obsessed with a soda.
16, then 20 ounces. We believe it's reasonable to...
Throw Cheez-Its at him, for God's sakes.
Right.
Get
now.
Out of here. Take a walk. It just shows you how, well, it shows you a lot of things. Here's a man who ignores the pornography epidemic in New York, the marijuana epidemic, the violence epidemic. Here is a man who ignores the jihadists in New York City. Here is a man who ignores virtually every real problem and instead is hard-focused on a soda. Now, I mean, I did this yesterday. I'm going to do it again today because it's a very important story to see that this martinet who's addicted to power was overturned by an intelligent judge. This is not to say that I myself approve of sodas. I don't drink sugary drinks. I've written health books about them going back to 1970, long before Bloomberg was at all knowledgeable about health. I was writing books about various and sundry health topics, including the dangers of sugar and saturated fats and salt. So I'm very aware of it. But it's not the government's place to limit what people can eat or drink. This is food fascism, as I defined it in 1981. The man is not what he thinks he is. This is not portion control. This is people control. He's addicted to power. He himself, of course, admits he's addicted to Cheez-Its. And he says Cheez-Its are okay. Why are they okay? Because he said that's his addiction. So we're going to talk about stopping little brother. Judge bans Mayor Bloomberg, and we'll see where that goes. What does he say? What does he say? A billionaire media mogul doesn't control enough in his own empire, so now he needs to control drink sizes and sugar content. It's unbelievable to me. I'm reading what people are saying about him. He is now the laughingstock of America. Someone wrote, if Mad Magazine isn't still around, someone could come up with a memorial edition just to cover Bloomberg. It would be a real moneymaker. They say, but he is too crazy even for Newman. Someone writes, the obesity epidemic, Mayor? How about working on the crime epidemic, the drugs epidemic, the porno epidemic? Then he says, it seems just yesterday these same leftists were so outraged that children were going to school hungry. That was about the time we were entering an ice age. Now it's global warming. Crooked politician epidemic. This is the sickness we need to stamp out. Limo libtardism at its worst. You get the picture, right? You get the picture. Now this is the same judge who agreed that the Victory Mosque at Ground Zero was a good thing. That's never been investigated what he had, you know. What was the connection between him and the Victory Mosque? What kind of relationship was it? What have the Democrats become in this country? What have the Democrats... Don't tell me he's a Republican. You know what he is. He sounds like it. He is like it. Tattoos. Booze. How about limiting tattoos? Why don't you limit it to 2 tattoos per arm, Bloomberg? Because that's against your sensitivities. I'm sure you wouldn't have anyone with tattoos at Gracie Mansion. How about a 4-ounce steak, 2 pieces of fried chicken, 1 slice of pizza in Bloomtown, 1 scoop of mashed potatoes, 1 ounce of gravy? Don't you understand that liberals want to control you from conception until death, and your death taxes must be paid? Well, okay, I know there are bigger problems in the world, and we're going to touch on them from time to time, but this is what liberals are doing. Now, for those of you who are confused, you should understand that, let's say you're taking vitamins. Do you know that the very same liberals who are trying to control sugar and legislate how much sugar you can take in are trying to limit the amount of vitamins you can take in? Do you know that Bloomberg and others, including McCain, are in a coalition to limit your ability to buy vitamins. They want to turn the clock back to the 1950s, where you went to jail if you sold vitamins in a drugstore. You don't know about those dark ages, but it's the liberals who want to drag us back to the dark ages. I'm not going to ask you to, you know, call. By the way, I understand the Vatican just released not black, no white smoke. They've released sulfur vapors. I don't know whether this means they've selected Obama as Pope, but we'll have to wait and see. I don't understand that part of it. The Catholic Church is still using smoke signals for communication. Has anyone told those inside the Vatican that electricity now exists, along with the telephone and the internet? That after John the Baptist, we've seen the work of Galileo, Copernicus, Alexander Graham Bell, and Thomas Edison. Why are they using smoke signals? Is there some reason I don't understand as a non-Catholic who has supported the teachings of the Catholic Church my entire radio career? Why are they using smoke signals? Is there a theologian amongst you who can tell me why they need smoke signals instead of putting it out on the internet? Let's take some calls, 855-400-7282. It's the Savage Nation. I don't even know if I want to do a show tonight. How's that? I don't know what I want to talk about tonight. Bloomberg is a laughing stock, but I did it already last night. We could do it again. I'll take your calls on it. But aren't there any other topics out there? Soda banning, Cheez-Its. It's getting me crazy. It's depressing. I'm not going to talk about the Constitution. I'm not going to start to screech like Frito about the Bill of Rights and Obama. It's boring. It's boring. God didn't give me all of this, all of these insights and the intelligence that I have and the ability to form words so succinctly and such a wonderful voice in order to talk about Obama or, you know, martinet politicians. Is there nothing else in the world you would like to hear me expound upon this evening on the Savage Nation? Because I can do it. I don't care whether the subject is science, poetry, art, clothing, pets, virtually any topic. I think I can entertain you and elucidate some ideas that are of some interest to the American people. I'm not interested in politicians in dirty suits. I'm not interested in these madmen. I'm not interested in them. I can't take any more of them for another second. That means you can't. That means you can't. If I can't, you can't. If I've had enough, you've had enough. If you want me to drone on and on about Obama and the Constitution, you got the wrong show. You can get that from Clarabelle through the hysteric all day long. I'm not going to do it. I refuse to do it. WABC in New York, Dove, you're on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Dr. Savage, go ahead. You got it, Dr. Savage. There's nobody who puts it down like you do. Enough of the politicians. I think you should talk about religion and spirituality. They don't believe there's a God, and they think they got to be it.
Now, that's good. That's good. You know, now you're touching on something that could be of interest to me, which is why does a little martinet, a little would-be dictator like Bloomberg, have such an obsession to control people's sodas when the city is awash in crime, pornography, drugs? What is he obsessing about a damn soda for? Answer. You know the answer to it, but you know, you're touching on something that I didn't think of, truthfully, which is that the less connected people are to God, the more they want to be like God. Look at Chavez, the dictator who just died in South America. Why are lowlifes like Sean Penn attracted to dictators? Because they themselves are eyeless in Gaza. They themselves have no belief in God. They themselves believe that they are the demigods. And so they're always drawn to the bigger demigod. I think that is certainly a good opening gambit for tonight's program. Now, if you'd like me to do this, I will do it. I'm not going to get stuck in God talk, but I'm glad to do God talk. Do I personally know God exists? How about answering it this way? I'll answer it this way. I have my doubts. The older I get, the more doubts I have when I see babies killed. I see evil thriving. I see the Hitler of our time doing better than ever. Yeah, I have my doubts. But nevertheless, let's put it to you this way. There was a song years ago, every time I hear a newborn baby cry or touch a leaf or see the sky, I know why I believe. I mean, there were actually popular songs that glorified God in my day. They're gone with the wind. But going back in my own life, I'll never forget a conversation I had about God with a stranger. I was in the streets of North Beach in San Francisco, must have been in the mid-1970s, when I was still talking to strangers. I've given up on strangers. Most of them are stranger than strangers today. They have nothing to say. He was a hobo, not a homeless bum as they are today. In other words, he was a vagabond but clean. He had long white hair and he had blue eyes. He was a white man and he was walking in the streets and I stopped to talk to him as I often did with people who looked interesting to me. And somehow the conversation came to me saying to him, I said to him, what is your name? He said, my name is Moses, Morris, Michael, whatever you want to say, okay? I said, do you believe in God? And he looked at me with unblinking blue eyes, and he looked at me like I was crazy by even asking, do I believe in God? And then he said to me, who do you think created me? And he turned around, and we walked together. I said, can I drop you off? I got in my little Volkswagen at the time. I said, where can I drop you? I dropped him to 280 overpass near the Mission District. I never saw him again. I don't even know if he was real. I have no idea. After all, it was the 1970s. I wasn't in a purple haze, but believe me, that's a true story. But, you know, you touch on a raw nerve here. Bloomberg is obviously a diehard atheist, like all liberals. They don't believe in God, so they think they're God. He's gone, the caller, right, of course? He's gone. I don't even know if he was real. Or maybe I fictionalized that caller. It could have been made up. I don't know. Did someone actually call, or did I imagine? Neil, was there a caller, or did I imagine there was a caller? Oh, there was a real caller. If you'd like to talk about anything except politicians and politics, I did a beautiful movie review on Argo yesterday. Just like no one heard me. Comic book. Horrible. Glorified Jimmy Carter. Distorted history. Made a mockery of the Iranian people. Forget the Islamists. The Iranian people date back to the Persian Empire. They were around while your ancestors were swinging in trees. They are very brilliant people. It's their unfortunate, it's their misfortune that Jimmy Carter was president and overthrew the Shah. But it doesn't mean the Iranian people are as stupid as the Hollywood filmmakers made them appear to be. You understand that? 855-400-7282. Oh, there's a live one out of Oklahoma City. See, I want callers now out of markets other than New York and San Francisco. They dominate the show. I love New York. I love San Francisco. Don't get me wrong. I love ABC, KSFO, KLIF. But, you know, I've got to talk to the rest of America. You've got to understand that Bloomberg is laughed at west of the Hudson River. In fact, I think Bloomberg is laughed at south of Gracie Mansion. In fact, I'm sure Bloomberg is laughed at north of the Gracie Mansion. I'm sure Bloomberg is a laughingstock everywhere in New York except around Gracie Mansion amongst people who know him. He lives in a bubble, and therefore I don't want to talk about the bubble. Let's play one more Bloomberg piece. Clip number two, along with the next. Play the next rock and roll song, Neil, that I asked for. And then let's go into Bloomberg 2. You forget already, Splish Splash. I was taking a bath. How did I know there were people? See, I have the quickest splish, team splash, in the market.
I was taking a bath. Long about a Saturday night.
With so many people contracting diabetes and heart disease, with so many children who are overweight and obese, with so many poor neighborhoods suffering the worst of this epidemic, we believe it is reasonable and responsible to draw a line, and that is what the Board of Health has done.
Yeah,
as a matter of fact, it would be irresponsible.
Yeah, close the sex clubs.
You're
raining the free needles you're giving
lives.
Out, not the soda. Shut up. The Board of Health, there is no Board of Health. There is no Board of Health. They're all political puppets of yours. The day they stop the sex clubs in New York City and they take back the free needles you're giving out in the streets, I'll believe a word of the word Board of Health. There is no Board of Health. You see, instead of focusing on what's really polluting America, killing the soul, killing the mind, killing the spirit, the man's focusing on soda. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
For nearly a year, you've heard me tell you to call 1-800-LESS-GAS. Why? Because Federal Consumer Protection confirmed that their product gives you a 22% boost to the miles per gallon to your car. That's 22% more of mileage. That's right. If you use their product, it's like getting an extra quarter of a tank of gas. With all the turmoil in Egypt, every news agency is forecasting $4 to $5 gas by the end of the year. That translates to $1 a gallon savings. Can you afford not to use what Consumer Protection described as effective and meets and exceeds their 22% mileage claims? Now, I know the inventor of this product. He's a genius. And I don't use that description lightly. So please do yourself a favor and call 1-800-LESS-GAS. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. Michael Savage is telling you to call 1-800-537-7427. 1-800-537-7427 now if you have not called him already. 1-800-LESS-GAS. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. And start saving money on gas today.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Only America's largest gives you the reliability of the Safe Light Advantage. It's what makes us different. With over 5,000 mobile glass shops in all 50 states. So we're always nearby. And the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Make the safe choice.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-888-964-WAVE. That's 1-888-964-WAVE.
KZVO traffic, Lower Deck Bay Bridge before the island, right lane stalled car, traffic back up into San Francisco, of course, northbound 101 from about the 280 interchange, southbound 101, Willow Road, Menlo Park, crash there, traffic because of earlier problems, slow coming out of San Carlos, eastbound 80 at Hesperian Boulevard, an accident, that one's off to the right side, slow traffic for you in the South Bay, southbound 101 before Lawrence Expressway down to Oakland Road. I'm Dave Fowke, Shot Talk 560 KZVO.
Hey, check this out. For the first time that we at Cash Call know of, and we've been doing this a long time, Cash Call is offering a 15-year fixed-rate mortgage at 2.75% rate and APR with absolutely no points or fees of any kind. That's right, 2.75%. And if you just make the scheduled monthly payments on time, your home will be free and clear in just 15 years. Are you kidding me? Look, even if you refinanced recently, invest a little time to put savings in your pocket every month for the next 15 years. Thanks, Mr. Fed. Run to the phone and call 866-590-CASH, and we'll run the numbers and tell you exactly what you'll save. Don't be a dummy. Save the money. So call 866-590-CASH for 2.75% 15-year money today.
Must own no other properties, no self-employment. Otherwise, higher rate will apply. Credit and income requirements apply. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Corporations, California Finance Lenders Law License, NMLS 38512.
That's 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG for as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Only America's largest gives you the reliability of the Safe Light Advantage. It's what makes us different. With over 5,000 mobile glass shops in all 50 states. So we're always nearby. And the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Make the safe choice.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Shaquille O'Neal for new Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. New Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now. Advance past pain and get on with living.
New Icy Hot Advanced. Available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
On the next morning show, how easy is it to get on food stamps? You'll find out. Whistleblower Wednesday. Join me, Brian Sussman, and the ladies 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
All we're doing in New York is reminding you that it's... Not in your interest to have too many empty calories. You can have some. If you want to have 32 ounces, just buy two 16-ounce cups. Take them back to your seat. If you want 64 ounces, take four cups back. But what's likely to happen...
Right, turn them off. You know, I know what an empty calorie is. That's primitive nutrition jargon. What the mayor is ignoring is that although a soda has a lot of sugar in it, it also has a valuable constituent called caffeine, which people use to stay focused, alert, and it helps them work. He doesn't understand that because I don't think he works for a living. You say empty calories? Yeah. In the old school of nutrition, they were known as empty calories. But sodas contain some valuable nutrients, including, if you want to call caffeine a nutrient, you can call it something else. Caffeine's a very important cerebral stimulant, and most of the world runs on cerebral stimulants. Moreover, one could say this is rather racially insensitive, and I'll tell you why. Americans drink a lot of alcohol and consume a lot of caffeine, but Muslims are prohibited from consuming alcohol, and they consume an awful lot of caffeine and coffee. That's where coffee drinking originated, by the way. Was in the, as you know, coffee beans came from, I believe, Somalia, if I remember correctly, in that area and of Africa. And it was brought back by the Arabs and was first used in the Middle East. And it became very popular because the Muslims liked the stimulant, the stimulating effects of caffeine for their prayer sessions, which went on six times a day. And coffee drinking is still very popular amongst the Arab people around the world, as you know that. And so you could say this is racially insensitive of the mayor in that he's not paying any attention to other cultures and religions. I realize that would be anathema to him since he possibly considers himself the most sensitive man on earth. Now, I'm going to show you where the insane liberals will take us. San Francisco Chronicle today, Tuesday, March 12, 2013. Bill hits smokers where they live. Assemblyman seeks ban in apartments and condos. People living in townhouses, condos, and other attached units will be prohibited from smoking indoors under a ban proposed by a state lawmaker, the most sweeping anti-smoking legislation in the country. The law would ban all tobacco smoking inside any multi-unit residences, including apartments, condominiums, duplexes, townhouses. Marijuana smoking is not addressed either. So in other words, if you're a pothead, you can use the roost, the fake roost that it's medical, and you could pollute your neighbor that way. How about fireplace bans? I have a pig of a neighbor who pollutes the neighborhood by burning wood every night. I'm sure he considered himself a good liberal. My eyes tear. I choke. Why don't you ban fireplaces? And how does that differ from the mayor banning soda?
Savage.
I don't know about you, but the last thing I need is some decorator in my house bloviating about blinds I can't live without. Who needs highway robbery when you could go to blinds.com and schedule a face-to-face virtual design consultation for free? You heard me, free. Here's how it works. Just fire up your smartphone, tablet, or webcam and connect with a Blinds.com design expert. It's like having a decorator looking over your shoulder helping you select the perfect blinds, shades, shutters, or drapes for your room, only without any pressure to buy. Installation is easy. About 20 minutes is all it takes to transform any room by yourself. Or if you prefer, they'd be happy to send over a pro installer to do it for you. And even if you mismeasure, unlikely, they'll remake it for free. So get free color samples, free shipping, no sales tax in most states. Blinds.com, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Set up your home now so it's ready for spring at Blinds.com. I've used them. Go to Blinds.com.
Okay, as of a traffic trouble, Santa Cruz mounts northbound 17 Idlewild, a major injury accident being reported. A SIG alert has been issued. Traffic is being diverted now northbound 17 at Idlewild. Southbound traffic is bumper to bumper approaching the scene. It's starting to back up all the way into Los Gatos. Looks like we may have a head-on collision that created this accident. Watch out for huge delays right now in the Santa Cruz Mountains. Southbound 101, slow traffic through the South Bay from Lawrence Expressway down to Oakland Road. Yeah, Highway 237 eastbound, sluggish from 101 as you make your way over to First Street. And it's going to be slow upper lower deck of the Bay Bridge. Earlier stall at the island. Traffic backed up to San Francisco. I'm Dave Fouts, KSFO.
It's Les Schwab's Spring Tire Sale, one of their biggest sales of the year. Head in and get great deals on some of their most popular tires. But hurry, the spring tire sale ends April 30th. Les Schwab, home of the best tire value promise.
Melanie Morgan here with a shout-out to you homeowners with a loan greater than $625,000. That's right, I'm talking to you, jumbo loan owners. You've heard interest rates are low. Yeah, yeah, but that means for everybody but us, right? Wrong. My good friend Greg O'Donnell says that's just not fair, and he's here to take care of your jumbo loan financing needs. Is your loan amount more than $625,000? Greg's got jumbo money at less than 3.75%. No cost and no fees. Can't believe your ears? You heard it right. Repeating, Greg O'Donnell has jumbo mortgage loans at 3.75% at no cost and no fees. Finally, somebody's looking out for the big guy. Hey, jumbo loan owners, take it from me, Mel Morgan. Call Greg O'Donnell and his team right now at 866-496-2300. That's 866-496-2300 or visit him online at odonnellfinancialgroup.com.
Licensed by the Cal DRE number 01198426, NMLS number 298004, APR 3.75%. Not all applicants will qualify. Rates subject to change. Remember, you must have an income as defined by the IRS.
If you're like most people who are very successful, you take pride in your personal appearance, right? That includes a thinning hairline. If you are experiencing hair loss, my recommendation is to call Dr. Tom Rosanelli. He has over 25 years of experience in hair restoration and has performed hair restoration procedures on thousands of patients. That includes some well-known celebrities. I've seen Dr. Rosanelli's excellent work. It's obvious why people with hair loss choose Dr. Rosanelli. They now have a natural head of hair and even look younger. Dr. Rosanelli specializes in hair restoration. He meets with every patient for a free consultation, and he performs all hair restoration procedures himself. And Dr. Rosanelli is also part of the Savage Nation. If your hair is thinning, call 800-743-HAIR. It's simple. That's 800-743-4247 or visit Rosanelli.com. Dr. Rosanelli has offices in San Francisco, San Jose, and Walnut Creek.
Now through March 31st, receive 300 free grafts as part of your procedure as a new patient. Call 800-743-HAIR. Certain restrictions apply. Offer expires 3/31/13.
Now's the time.
Now's the time to make a difference.
Now's the time to take a stand.
To get involved.
To make a change.
Now's the time to raise a hammer and drive a nail.
To build a wall.
And open a door to a new life.
Now's the time to help Habitat for Humanity build hope and change lives with a family in your community or around the world.
Now's the time.
Now, more than ever, help build it.
Visit Habitat.org.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Mike Huckabee.
You can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say, oh, by the way, we really love you guys and we'd like to work with you.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Stopping Little Brother. Stopping Little Brother. Fighting the Martinets. That's my middle name. All the Martinets of the world. They get me sick. All these mean-faced, clipped-haired women, obese, telling you not to drink soda, and the little men in politics, it's disgusting. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know if I want to do politics. Have you forgotten the wicked deeds of your fathers and the wicked deeds of the kings of Judah and the wicked deeds of their wives and your own wicked deeds and the wicked deeds of your wives, which they committed in the land of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem? They are not humbled even unto this day, neither have they feared nor walked in my law nor in my statutes that I set before you and before your fathers. That's from Jeremiah. I love Jeremiah. He was a real kvetch. If Jeremiah were alive today, he would be a top talk show. He'd have a great talk show because all he does is complain. He just casts aspersion on the entire ancient world of the Israelites. Mad at them all. He sounds very much like a certain talk show host I know. No, he didn't. He complained all the time. I tend to move into this area. I got to be careful. I don't want to be Jeremiah. I don't want to be like Jeremiah. Which one of the ancient prophets should I become like to survive in radio? And I brought you into a land of fruitful fields to eat the fruit thereof and the good thereof. But when you entered, you defiled my land and made my heritage an abomination. Ooh. Oh, that's bad. That's bad. All of New York runs off abominations, pornography, drugs, sex, everything. And he's worried about his soda. You hear? The guy goes up like in a soap box. You'd think he was saving the world by limiting soda size. That's why it's so absurd. You don't understand it, how devoid it is of reality? Let's take a caller or two on the Savage Nation. I know many of you are anxious to vent your hostility towards the world at large on the Savage Nation. And you can call 1-855-407-2822 to join the conversation. Let's go to Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Rick, you're on the Savage Nation.
Michael, sir, I'd like to congratulate you on a well-written book that makes you think, and it scared the crap out of me reading it, because all the places that you mentioned in the book, I have been there.
What do you mean, in the book A Time for War? You mean when I talk about the downing of the helicopter in Afghanistan?
Yes, sir, and also Travis Air Force Base. I was there in 1972 on a plane trip to Vietnam.
Yeah, I don't understand why military men haven't flocked to read this. I don't understand why the military has banned my book for their service members, banned in the sense they don't talk. This is a book made for military families, and yet they've ignored it. And yet it glorifies military men in a way that they've never been discussed. I'm sorry, I don't understand my country that well, Rick. I'm glad you read the book, though. Thank you very much. A Time for War is a great novel. I'm bewildered. My first novel, Abuse of Power, was a big hit. It was a big book. Big, 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 big book. And the second one has not been as successful. And I don't understand why, even though it's a far better book. I don't understand it. I wish someone who bought both novels could tell me what the difference is. Compare and contrast amongst yourselves. But what's this with the white smoke and the black smoke from the Vatican? What is the meaning of that? As a non-Catholic personality, they can't text it. They can't call ABC. They can't send out a tweet. I mean, there is electricity now. What's with the smoke signals? You know, even Native Americans that don't use smoke signals anymore. I understand why they used smoke signals in the old days, thousands of years ago. And that was because they wanted the signal to be seen far and wide, you know, throughout ancient Rome, of who they picked or didn't pick, right? There was no telephone. But now we have a phone. They could pick up a phone. All right, we made a choice. Yeah, it's him. Really? That's who you picked? Yeah, it was a tough decision, but we decided to go with the numbers. I mean, they could do that. Why do they use smoke signals? Glenn on KSFO, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Thanks for taking my call, Dr. Savage. I think the reason they use that is because they want to call back to tradition, you know, the small t that they use in the church, as opposed to, you know, tweeting it. I heard on ABC today that the Vatican actually refused to tweet who the no pope was going to be. I think it's just kind of like a callback to the way it used to be. You know, dark may kind of signify, you know, we haven't come to a decision, we're still in darkness. And then
No, I understand, but why do they still use such a primitive signaling system in the Vatican is my question. I'm not trying to mock the traditions of the church, but this one is bewildering to a non-Catholic.
Right. It doesn't make sense, but I think for us Catholics, it just kind of brings us to call back, to look back to the way where we came from and kind of where we're going to go in the future. I think that's the only thought that I can come up with that makes sense to me. I'm just appalled.
All right. I understand it. I mean, I don't defy people's religious beliefs. I respect them all, but except when it comes to killing people in the name of their God. That's the one little area I can't warm up to that one. Have you seen that story, what's going on here in San Francisco? Oh, you don't know that story. They're not allowing that one out of the area. There's a woman, Pamela Geller, who took bus ads in San Francisco that are shocking the liberal retards in the Bay Area. The bus ads, I have to get them right. They buried it already. I don't know where the article is. I lost it already. She took ads where, I have to go to my website. It's better on michaelsavage.com. Let me find it. I'll find it for you. Here it is. Top story. Provocative campaign features quotes from jihadists. And the number one bus ad she's running is, this is on buses in San Francisco. Killing Jews is worship that draws us close to Allah. And she's quoting Hamas. And she says, that's his jihad, what's yours? So the libertards in San Francisco are saying, it's racist to say what Hamas says and what the Quran itself says.
They don't even understand what they're talking about since they're all mentally twisted. But they can't stop her yet. Killing Jews is Worship ad campaign rolled out on SF Muni buses. A controversy has been reignited this week as 10 new ads go up on San Francisco Muni buses containing quotes used by terrorists. One of the ads says, killing Jews is worship that draws us closer to Allah. The purpose of our campaign is to show the reality of jihad, the root causes of terrorism, using the exact quotes and text that they use, said Pamela Geller of the American Freedom Defense Initiative. Several San Francisco city leaders, so-called, including D.A. George Gascon, have condemned the campaign. Gascon said San Francisco won't tolerate Islamophobic bigotry. The only thing necessary for evil to prevail is for good people to look the other way and do nothing, said the moron. What the moron, D.A., doesn't know is that she is doing exactly what he just said she's not doing. She is pointing out pure evil, you idiot, you. Not to be outdone, Board of Supervisors, President David Chu, said the American Freedom Defense Initiative is made of well-known hate extremists. So Pamela Geller, in other words, is a hate extremist, but not the jihadists. So this moron is introducing a resolution at Tuesday's board meeting to denounce the ads. In other words, it cuts too close to home for these left-wing retards in San Francisco. Yes. Isn't it ironic that her ads are being labeled hate speech since they're all quoted from Islamic scholars? If you know, this is unbelievable to me. Some are writing it's not hate speech. It is Islam itself. Get President Zero to explain it. Another one writes, jihadists have become masters of media manipulation, a task made easy by willful blindness and political correctness, so epidemic in the media and among world leaders. Western press is gullible when it comes to their alleged grievances and claims of victimization. Jihad is holy war against unbelievers, infidels. Liberals are self-manipulators. They are the master I won't go into that one. You can read it yourself. So these are the actual words of jihadists and the moronic supervisors in San Francisco, including the DA, saying it's hate speech. Someone wrote, I bet that the sensitive New Age progressives would be just as hurt and upset if we aired all the hours and years of footage showing Islamo-fascists dancing in the streets every time an American, an Israeli, a Jew, a Christian is murdered. You hear this? So this is what's going on. This is what's going on in this country today. The fact that the people running the country are stupider than the people themselves is an established fact. Unfortunately, they have all the power, and we have almost none. 855-400-7282. Quoting leading Islamists to point out their hatred is not inciting a riot. By the way, what do you think of this story? Do you have anything to say? Do you think that Pamela Geller's bus ads are racist? Do you think that these bus ads, which quote jihadists, should be banned? Do you think an ad campaign on city buses saying killing Jews is worship, which is what was said by a Hamas member, should be banned in the city of free speech? It's unbelievable to me that I'd even have to ask this. 855-400-7282. You can call on that topic if you want. Oklahoma, Greg, you're on a different topic. Go ahead, please.
Hi,
Greg. All right, next case. Great call screening on that one. What was that, like a Moog synthesizer voice? Let's do a little better job of seeing if anyone's actually there. 855-472. Let's go back to WABC and KSMO. I think we might get someone who's not, you know, on Doritos. Someone with an OD on Cheez-Its or Doritos. KSFO, San Francisco. Chris, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Oh, and answer your question, no, I don't think that's hate speech, and I don't think it's racist. It's free speech, and it's a demonstration of what we're up against.
That's what I think. But it just shows you what your district attorney in San Francisco is made of and what your supervisors are made of.
Yeah, complete idiocy, all of them.
Mm-hmm.
No, on the Vatican, I think that the smoke signals is just a traditional method of communication without direct communication while they are in isolation and communion with God during the selection process.
So you don't find it antiquated, in plain English? You know, it's not a life-threatening issue, but I don't know why Rome is putting up smoke signals instead of tweeting who they selected or whatever.
But I think they're just trying to keep away from any kind of direct communication with anybody. They're in, you know, total isolation.
And is the Vatican supposed to be in total isolation?
maybe I'm mistaken, but I'm fairly certain that all of the conclave and those making the selections are secluded from the public. You know,
you mean sort of like Obama and the Democrats during the sequester.
That's exactly correct.
I get it. I don't know. There's certain things that bewilder me in this day and age. You know. Yeah, I like to drink the waters of the river of reality. To be honest with you, I can't drink the waters of the rivers of certain other wells. Let's put it to you that way. Philadelphia, Bill, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes, sirree. Mike, how you doing, man? Yo, from Philadelphia. I got to tell you, man, rivers of living water, that is what we all need to drink from, man, and we just don't have that anymore. Don't we understand what's really going on out there? I don't think anybody really does. The Democrat machine, its ideology, is going to churn and churn and churn, and they're going to grind up the Republicans like they want to and eliminate them. It's slowly happening. It's slowly happening along with the New World Order. God bless.
Well, let's pause. The reason it's happening is because Bill Clinton broke the borders with Mexico, flooded America with illegal aliens, and started the downfall of the United States of America by flooding the country with third worlders who didn't want to speak the language, don't speak the language, hate the cultures and the traditions of this country, so they can be easily manipulated by the demagogues called Democrats since they don't even understand the language. And by throwing them free phones, food stamps, free legal help, free medical care, he bought their votes, in other words. Are you still there, or I overpowered the caller? Gone? The quarter is up in the jail cell in Philly. All right, they give him a couple of minutes on the phone. They drop the quarter and they make the call. You know, we should have a, you know, I mean, guys in prison listen to the show. I mean, it's not a joke. It could happen to any one of us, as you well know, in the police state that we're living in. Everyone is only one library book away from a prison cell in America. You know that. The tax squad could be outside your door if you don't pay your library fine. Or you read the wrong book and somebody reports that they saw a certain book in your life. I mean, it's getting that bad, you know. So don't laugh at everyone in prison and think that they're not you. They're your brothers. I know you don't want to hear that. They are your brothers and sisters, brother. You know, I don't know what I want to do right now. We did the church, Bloomberg. We did the smoke. We did the God. We did the Al Jazeera. I'm not interested in these topics tonight. Witness in Trayvon Martin case lied. Will it even go to trial? Did you hear this? Remember that trumped up case against George Zimmerman that was completely made up because of Al Sharpton and the other street agitator, Jesse High Jackson? You remember this? You remember the inflammation of the African-American communities across Florida, the nation, created by these demagogues, street thugs, Al Sharpton and Jesse High Jackson? Remember? They stirred the pot after the DA refused to bring charges against George Zimmerman. And these two hustlers, in my opinion, Jackson and Sharpton, raised the profile of the case and stirred up African-American communities, right? This led to a public furor that led Florida Governor Rick Scott to appoint a special prosecutor to take over the investigation. But neither of the two street agitators, Jackson or Sharpton, has commented on the new developments surrounding the witness's alleged perjury and the unviability or the lack of viability of the overall case against George Zimmerman. In other words, they've had their fun, they've done their damage, and they've moved on to something bigger. Next case. 855-407-282. Mississippi anti-Bloomberg bill would make health initiatives illegal at the local level. Good for them. And Mississippi is not burning, no. Reports say Iran is planning to sue Hollywood over Argo because of the movie's allegedly unrealistic portrayal of the country. You can't sue over unrealistic portrayal of a country. If you could, Oliver Stone would be in prison for life for his unrealistic portrayals of America. So I'm glad they can't sue for that. Denise Rotten, you used to know him as Dennis Rodman. I affectionately renamed him Denise Rotten. Is planning to return to North Korea in August to go on vacation with Kim. That's a little weird. That is a little weird. I wonder if he's going to wear his party dress on that visit. Remember he appeared like in a magazine with a pinafore, with the tattoo. It was very strange. If he goes to North Korea wearing that outfit, all bets are off. This from CNN Money. The rich pay the majority of U.S. income taxes, Nancy. The top 10% of taxpayers pay over 70%. What? The top 10% of taxpayers paid over 70% of the total amount collected in federal income taxes in 2010. Really? No kidding. Well, how about the top 1% of taxpayers? Find out what they pay. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It is The Savage Nation. We're trying not to do politics. It's very difficult not to do it when you have so many left-wing martinets trying to control every aspect of our lives. We're also talking about the Vatican. They have not yet released black nor white smoke. We hear they're about to release sulfur vapors, and I don't know if that signifies that they've selected Obama as Pope. Symbol shot. Whatever. It's just to get under your skin and make you listen. Yeah, we could talk about stopping little brother, stopping little sister. Let's see what's on the websites out there. Let's go to the Drudge Report. Obamacare price shock for pets. Conclave convenes. Chapel vote, then a papal vote. The 20 contenders, Bush runs for office in Texas. When are they going to stop? The Bush family has to stop. They've got to go into a legitimate business. They've got to stop the politics. Senator Cruz to rally conservatives on CPAC Eve. I like Cruz a lot. You want to cruise with Cruz? I have a special offer for you this spring. Politico, Obama in private chat with House Republican leader, you need me. First lady latest to have credit report leaked online. Gore, Biden, Beyonce, blah, blah, blah. Armed troopers raid home, confiscate guns after mental health visit. Of course, that's in the land of the free and the home of the brave in California. Your woman arrested after exposing breasts at street cameras. This is what I touched on yesterday. U.S. Pacific Commander says global warming is our top threat. I would immediately take that top admiral and put him in a mental hospital. If this is the Potemkin admiral, this is how far the Navy has fallen under Obama. You have threats from nuclear North Korea. You have missile stockpiling in China. You have a standoff between China and Japan over a small string of islands. And yet the moronic head of the U.S. Navy's Pacific Fleet, this is a top guy, declared the greatest threat to long-term peace in the region is climate change. This is unbelievable to me. How did they get this crazy? Navy Admiral Samuel J. Locklear III told the Boston Globe's Brian Bender last week. But you see, this is an example of what happens with a totalitarian dictatorship where there is no independence anywhere. And anyone who wants to thrive in any of the divisions of the totalitarian regime have to toe the party line. So whether this jerk believes it or not is irrelevant. The jerk's been told to come up with global warming as a national security threat, and there he is. That's what he does. The U.S. military has also adopted a variety of clean energy projects in an effort to green its image and reduce the armed services' carbon footprint. How stupid can you get? How stupid can these idiots get? The armed forces are armed and their forces not to green its image. And I don't give a damn about their carbon footprint. I'd like them to stamp their carbon footprint on the Islamo-fascist enemy before they slam it on us. I am sick of this country under this dictator. There, I've done it. I've gotten politics out of my system for the moment. I had my moment of rage. Because, you see, to me, everything breaks down to two things, taxes and national security. And on both issues, this regime is destroying this country. U.S. Pacific Commander, global warming is our top threat. He should be dismissed. In a normal time, he'd be dismissed as a lunatic. But we're not living in a normal time. We have an abnormal situation with a radical gang that took over America. And every avenue of government, every avenue, every street corner, every street sign reflects the insanity of this leftist fanatic in the White House. So let's talk about dogs, since the country is going to the dogs and Bloomberg is gone. God only knows where this jerk has gone. What a soda jerk he is.
Yeah, he really cares about the public health. I know that. He cares so much that he doesn't rein in the pornography, the prostitution, the marijuana, the drug usage in the city. No, he worries about a guy buying a big bottle of soda with a pizza pie. When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. I wish we had Dean Martin right now. Five U.S. troops die in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan. That's sad. So many helicopters are going down. I guess it's a lot to do with the budgetary cuts. They're making certain that planes crash, helicopters crash, so we give in on the sequester. Nanny state. This is not a nanny state. The mayor is not running a nanny state. The mayor is a fool. He's laughed at outside of Manhattan. I don't even think he's not. I think he's laughed at in Manhattan by people who are not amongst his elite crowd. You know? What do you want to talk about? I don't know if I want. Oh, Greg is here on the update on the French girlfriend. Remember him a few months ago? That's a very good one. Houston, Brenda, you're on the Savage Nation topic, please. What's on your mind?
Dr. Savage, you're a man after my own heart. The fact that you have Teddy and love him as much as you do, and I feel an immediate bond every time I see an animal. I've rescued many cats, many dogs, given many of them away, and I've kept them during my day. And the last dog that I had rescued was a poodle. Miniature. She was Apricot, called her Gigi, and she bonded with me before I had bonded with her.
Did she vote? Did she vote for Obama in the last election? Did the SEIU manage to give her a ballot?
Do that. But, you know, actually, there has been, that has had a positive effect on my life in that my TV went out on me in December of 2010. I'd never replaced it. I thought with this last election I would, but still haven't. And
all right, so what's the main thing about dogs? I'd rather not talk about broken television sets.
But anyway, I just wanted to say that I had a sobering.
Is it any wonder I spend time alone in a house with a dog? Thank you very much for the call. No, she's good, meaning she's well-intentioned, but I wasn't interested in the broken TV. I can't. I just can't do it tonight. I think it's spring fever, allergies, whatever it is. Beautiful. It's beautiful out there. God's a genius, what he creates every day. It's still light out here on the West Coast. I love it. 7:10 on the West Coast, I still have a light out there. Twilight, it's gorgeous. I did this show in the winter. I had the worst winter, toughest winter of my life. I've had some tough things in my life. Thank God, not like what many of you have had. You know, I don't want to say what, but we know how bad it can get. I'm saying I went through the toughest professional winter of my life, transitioning the show to a later hour, working at night, working in dark, working in isolation, overcoming technical challenges, rebuilding a staff, re-getting the sound, re-getting this, re-getting that. But I did it in the eighth decade of my life. It's unbelievable to me. I can't believe it. I mean, inside I feel like a 13-year-old person, maybe 18. Maybe 22. I don't know this. I think man is eternal inside. If he's not burdened with physical illnesses which remind him of his age and drag him down into pain and suffering, I think that our spirits truly are eternal. You know, in a certain way, the gurus who promise us eternal life, and even the spiritualists who promise us eternal life, they're not lying to you. They do know what they're talking about. There is life after death, according to many brilliant and insightful people. I just received a couple of books on it. It was amazing, I mean, on that stuff. You know, we can go into that. It's a later show. We're allowed to do that now. It's not like a drive time where you have to, like, every second be on the ball and look sharp and be sharp. You can drift into that eternal life thing. I mean, I could. If I said to you, the audience, if I said to you, did you have a near-death experience and is there eternal life, you know we'd get some calls. Some wacko, some sincere, but it would make for interesting radio. But I don't know if I'm ready for that with the Vatican and the smoke. I don't know if I can handle that right now. Because right after the show is over, I'm going to go home and I'm going to actually cook spaghetti and meatballs. I mean, my mind is actually on what I'm going to make for dinner. Would you believe it? I swear to God, I don't want to eat in restaurants anymore. I give up. In addition to being insulted by most of the owners because they think I need them, even though they get thousands of people who come into their restaurants because I go there and they ask for where I sit, they still think it's their obligation to be an obnoxious bore
So I really don't want to go into restaurants anymore. And on top of it all, no matter what you say, it's salt. Everything's salted to death. If I say eggplant, no salt, and it has a marinara sauce on it, you're telling me there's no salt in the marinara sauce? There is. I don't need it. A little bit, yes. A gram a day is the maximum a human being needs, except if you're working in hot climates or you're a laborer. That's another story. But, you know, most of us are consuming 3 to 5 grams of salt a day. Tell that to Mayor Bloomberg. Maybe he could ban the salt shaker. You can have a little bit. We're not banning the salt. We're banning a little bit of the salt. We're giving you a choice. We're giving you a healthy choice. We're telling you what to have. Pay attention to Rabbi Bloomberg. He'll tell you exactly what to eat and what not to eat, or else you'll be cast into the moral hell. If you should dare eat something that I don't say you should eat, you're violating every health code that every health commission I ever appointed said you must follow. He reminds me of like mean rabbis in Brooklyn who looked at you askance if you ate the wrong thing. That's what it is. These guys are like maniacs, like they're controllers. What else is in the news? France pushes for controls on Skype calls. Not interesting. Snoop Dogg says, I'll get high with Obama. I don't know who Snoop Dogg is. I think it's a person. I'm not sure. Woman arrested for exposing breasts at street camera. Violence mounts ahead of Obama's visit to Israel. Again, they're rioting. They have nothing to do in the Middle East. Then give them a job. Violence mounts in West Bank and Gaza in lead up to Obama visit. Why? What are they rioting about? What do they want now? What do they want? Warning that Obama's visit could spark a third intifada. That's just what they need right now. What in the world is it that they are mad about now? Hamas officials have warned that Obama's visit will further fracture its relations with the Palestinian Authority, and have even stated that a presidential visit to Jerusalem's Temple Mount will be viewed as a declaration of war. Why? The Temple Mount was the original Jewish temple, the Holy Temple. See, you don't understand most of history. This is the problem with the ignoramuses in the world. The Temple Mount was originally a Jewish temple. It was the site of the original temple. Then the Crusades killed the Jews, kicked them out, and they built a mosque there. So they don't want any Jews there to dirty their holy temple. If you look at the Grand Mosque of Istanbul, it's one of the most beautiful structures in the Middle East. What you don't know, it was once the greatest cathedral on earth. And again, the religion of peace conducted a jihad against the Christians, killed as many as they could, burnt as many Christians to the ground as they could, and took over the largest cathedral on earth and turned it into a mosque. But hush, hush, my darling, you're not supposed to know that in history. Just toke your medical marijuana and don't drink your soda. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, everybody. Ty Bollinger here. Once again, real life, real stories.
And he discovered Carnivora, was so thrilled with the product that he shared it with his family and his friends and his patients. My dad was a family physician. He was a medical doctor.
Almost all the symptoms were either diminished or gone. Amazing product, amazing results.
It's like an amazing thing having such a profound change in how I feel and knowing that it was the Carnivora that did it.
And a lot of patients got better, ranging from immune dysfunction to allergies and infection.
Here's the toll-free telephone number to call to access the Carnivora telecast at carnivora.com on Tuesday, March 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call 1-888-694-9666. That's 1-888-694-9666. Once again, 1-888-694-9666. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY to order now.
You know, I happen to love Blinds.com. This is an American company that happens to put customer service first. I'm really proud to be associated with Blinds.com. First of all, they have over 100 design experts in-house in this country whose only job is to make sure you're thrilled with your design of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. And now you can even arrange a free virtual design consultation with a Blinds.com expert via your smartphone, tablet, or webcam. Simply connect with a Blinds.com decorator, show them the window you want covered, and they'll give you ideal options in real time. It's amazing. Installation is easy. About 20 minutes is all it takes to transform any room by yourself. Or if you prefer, they'd be happy to send over a pro installer to do it for you. Look, even if you mismeasure, unlikely, they'll remake it for free. Did you hear that? Get free color samples, free shipping, no sales tax in most states. Blinds.com, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Set up your home now so it's ready for spring. Go to Blinds.com, Blinds.com. They are the best. Go to Blinds.com.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO. KSFO.
Hi, this is Bill.
And Kathleen.
Owners of American Vision Windows.
When Bill and I decided to have our windows replaced, we thought we'd found a reputable company to do the job. We had such a horrible experience, we decided to take action by starting American Vision Windows.
We've set out to revolutionize the window industry by building American Vision Windows on quality, integrity, and customer service. We put our name and reputation on the line to better serve homeowners like you.
Call American Vision Windows and receive a limited offer this month only. Free installation plus American Vision Windows will pay the tax. Call for details today at 888-392-4343.
At American Vision Windows, you get the highest quality product combined with professional installation and unmatched customer service. Something no one else is offering.
Call American Vision Windows at 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Our windows have a story to tell. Shouldn't yours? Revolutionizing the home improvement industry, one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
Hey, it's Katie Green here from your KSFO morning show, here to talk to you again about Ovation Cell Therapy. You know, summer is just around the corner. It may seem like it's a couple months away, but it's coming up, and you know what that sun does to your hair? It will dry it out completely. And Ovation is the perfect preventative measure. Ovation has a three-step process that takes your hair from broken, dry, brittled, and damaged to longer, stronger, healthier, and shinier hair, all within the first couple of washes. You will see the results within the first few times of using it. So why not start using it now and prep your hair for the harsh summer ahead? All you have to do is go to ovationhair.com and you have to type in KSFO at checkout and you'll get a special introductory offer. Trust me, I used Ovation on my hair and it has done a complete flip from broken and dry to beautiful and longer. So go to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for your special introductory offer.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal healthy ranges. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plans this weekend. You're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male. Because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-723-7939. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-723-7939. 1-800-723-7939. 1-800-723-7939.
On the next morning show, how easy is it to get on food stamps? You'll find out. Whistleblower Wednesday. Join me, Brian Sussman, and the ladies 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
It's St. Paddy's Day. I can go to an Irish bar, join the drunks, puke on a car fender. Very exciting. Every culture reduces itself to getting drunk and puking on a car fender. Paint themselves in war colors. All the Irish young men who were tough as nails painted themselves in war colors and went on the war path in America. Man, that would be a great country. That would scare the heck out of, you know what I mean, all the people who are trying to ruin the country. That would be great. And see the real face of anger. You want to see real anger, got to see that one. I don't know why they waste their lives with drinking. They should organize themselves into posses to save the country. Ooh. Oh, that's an idea. That's a thought. No, keep them drunk and stupid and dissolute. And disconnected from each other. That's what you need to do. Okay, and let everyone else come into the country and, you know what I'm saying? And tell them that they're the real Americans. Tell the ones who are not Americans they're the real Americans. And tell the ones who are Americans they don't belong here. And then tell them to get drunk and stone the medical marijuana. That's how you control a population. That's all. KSFO, Greg in San Francisco, let's hear it. Now, Greg called a while ago about a French girlfriend, got pregnant. I don't know. Greg, give us a summary in what's going on.
Well, as of today, I found out a few hours ago she's still pregnant, and over the past few months I wasn't sure because I didn't hear from her. And
but you are you the father of this pregnancy with the pretty with the French girl?
Yes.
Yeah. And what? And you want her to move here, if I remember the serial, the saga of your life. She doesn't want to move here with the baby, right?
Well, what happened was that that was the plan, but as soon as she became pregnant, according to the doctor, hormones took effect, and she went berserk. But what the doctor didn't know, that there was a little berserkness there before the hormones took effect, and I just think that the hormones made her, you know, exasperated a little bit, and it went really crazy. And
you were in France, you had the girlfriend, you came here, you thought she'd move here, blah, 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 she got pregnant, and now she doesn't want to move here?
As of today, she doesn't want to move.
All right, so what are you going to do? You're going to move back to France?
No, I'm not. I have to, what you call, I just holding. It's a very difficult situation, Michael, and what's so difficult about it is that no one here can really understand it or explain it because we're dealing with so many things. First of all, we're dealing with France, and it's completely different. You know, we're dealing with a kind of an immature woman. We're also dealing with a woman that I found out recently has, you know, maybe, you know, to put it mildly, a little mental issues going on. And
so how can I, is there anything I can give you advice on that would conclude this saga? I mean, what can I say that you don't know already? Nothing.
Not really, no.
No, you could figure it out. It's your child. She doesn't want to bring it here, come here with the fetus, you know, and have it here. Does she want you to move there?
She talked about it, but after the behavior, I decided that I don't want to subject myself to any jurisdiction.
So what is the whole purpose of your even in being involved? Obviously because the baby is bothering you, that it's your child, right?
Exactly.
So you have a sense of obligation to be with this girl for the sake of the baby, but you don't want to move to France and she doesn't want to move here. So where does that leave you? I don't understand. I mean, where does it leave you with the whole thing?
Where it leaves me is just trying to develop a relationship with the child after it is born as best.
That's right. The child will gravitate once it's a little older to who's daddy, who the father is, put aside some money for the child's education. There's nothing else you can do. Why would you want to move to France? It's a horrendous country. The only Americans who move there are stoners and drunks who want to walk around and eat cheese and drink wine. And they glorify it. I mean, you're not Woody Allen. What would you do in France? You're not an American-hating film director. You have no business there. Even the French want to get out if they can. They're so tired of their accents and their attitudes. France has done nothing since Napoleon, by the way. They've given the world nothing since Napoleon. And he was a Hitler of his time anyway.
Savage.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal, healthy ranges. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plans this weekend, you're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-471-7570. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-471-7570. Again, 1-800-471-7570. 1-800-471-7570.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fouts, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Oakland police say a 13-year-old boy critically wounded in a shooting this morning is not cooperating with the investigation. He was dropped off at the hospital a couple of hours after the attack. A woman is in custody after she allegedly kicked a toddler in Golden Gate Park. She's also accused of threatening other kids in the park before she was arrested. Google is paying nearly $15 million in performance bonuses for four of the internet company's top executives. CEO Eric Schmidt gets the biggest, $6 million. Taking a look at the roadways, northbound 17, Los Gatos at Idlewild. We still have that crash block in the right lane. Traffic is starting to recover, but still slow from the summit, and southbound 17 slow from the reservoir. Earlier problems, northbound 101 at Capitol Expressway in San Jose. Cleared, traffic's recovered there. San Tomas Expressway southbound at Saratoga Avenue. An accident off to the right side, and northbound 101 Holly Street in San Carlos. An accident there. I'm Dave Fowkes. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Brian Sussman here, and I have good news. KSFO listeners have been responding in great numbers to Plumbing Tech and Repipe. That's a Bay Area-wide full-service plumbing company that will replace your old galvanized pipes with brand-new copper pipes all in one day. You heard me right, friends. One day. Changing out your old pipes will dramatically increase your water pressure, so you don't have to worry about getting scalded in the shower from someone turning on the washing machine, the dishwasher, flushing a toilet. All the work is 100% guaranteed. They handle commercial as well as residential jobs, and their rates are extremely competitive. Now here's the really good news. Call Plumbing Tech and Repipe right now, and they'll throw in a brand new residential standard water heater that's a $1,200 value with every repipe job they complete. For a free estimate, call Plumbing Tech and Repipe, 866-201-8682. That's 866-201-8682. On the web, plumbingtechandrepipe.com. Hey, Brian Sussman here, and a lot of people ask me where I buy my gold and silver from. Desert Gold Exchange. That's right, Desert Gold Exchange. Family owned and operated, a perfect rating with the Better Business Bureau, no complaints ever filed, and they are experts. They know the market oh so well. And the thing I really like is because they're family owned and operated, they treat you like a valuable customer, not a quick transaction. Better prices, lower commissions, fast delivery. Generally takes only 2 to 3 days to get your products. And by the way, if you're thinking of converting your IRA or 401k into gold, call Desert Gold Exchange right away. I'll give you the phone number in just a moment because they can help you through that process. Again, Desert Gold Exchange, 20 years of experience in the gold business. They're my dealer of choice, 888-852-4343. Call them today, 888-852-4343, online, desertgoldexchange.com.
Jim Twitchell's a senior master technician with Ford. He was just explaining that the older the vehicle gets, the more attention it needs.
Just like me and you, Mike.
The over 50 club, right?
Actually, I'm only 45.
Good for you.
But at 50,000 miles, there's a lot of things you do need to look at. Struts, shocks, brakes, tires.
Over time, things wear out.
Exactly.
The works, an oil change and more. $39.95 or less minus a $10 mail-in rebate. That's $29.95. Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. Rebate by check. See participating California Ford dealer for exclusions and rebate details for 3/31/13.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
Says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. There he is! Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Conservative, but not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee, weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation. It's a weird day. No one cares about anything. No one cares about anything. It's like a ho-hum, who cares? Whatever happens, happens. I'll deal with it when it happens. It's as a result of Twitter. Twittering. Everyone's become sort of blasé about the world. Figure you got a job, you're making a buck, you can get high, you can get stoned, who cares? That's the attitude of most people. So, you know, that's why talk radio is a very difficult racket, in the sense that you're trying to drum up excitement, and if you think the average person cares about the Bill of Rights or the Constitution, you're mistaken. They don't even know what it is. You say Constitution, they think of a laxative. So here's the New York Times. Study criticizes care and cancer of the ovaries. I'm flabbergasted. Court holds ban on large sodas in New York City. Mayor vows to appeal limits called arbitrary by state judge. We're at the begin today. We've covered that. U.S. demands Chinese block cyber attacks. Right.
Sure. I wrote a whole novel on it. They don't care about it. Cyber attacks. You'll wake up to a smoldering city and the country will do nothing. Obama's answer will be more taxes. If North Korea launched a missile, God forbid, against Seattle, he'd say that this is the reason we need to raise taxes on the rich to make sure this doesn't happen again. Then they'll do an investigation of the admiral who said climate change is the biggest threat to America. That's all. The government's a giant sinkhole. It's swallowing the country. What else is in the news? Detroit crisis born of missteps, wishful thinking, and bad luck. Can anyone tell me what that means? You got a corrupt moron running the city. Found guilty of fraud and extortion. They have to write a twisted headline to protect him because he doesn't look like Timothy McVeigh. Detroit crisis born of missteps, wishful thinking, and bad luck. No. No, the Detroit crisis was a result of Democrat thieves who lied, cheated, and stole as much as they could. But the New York Times, of course, has to cover that because, again, they have to cover. Penny pinching and pinstripes, yes, Yanks are reigning in pay. To the disbelief of fans and others, baseball have grown used to watching the Yankees address the shortcomings on the field piles of money. Team's first time in many years now is publicly stated self-imposed spending ceiling. And what does that mean, the spending ceiling? What is that? Getting under the $189 million threshold that baseball has established for 2014? I don't know about you. I don't understand why anybody would watch baseball. It's an 1890s game. I don't understand it. I mean, as a kid, I liked it. I went through the phase when I was 13. I liked baseball. It's like I gambled when I was 13. I told you that. It's a childhood illness. They say that most people who get stuck in gambling after that age are like trapped. It's like a childhood addiction. Gun rights backers rally in Hartford. State leaders work on new controls. Not interested. Just keep fighting them. Bloomberg looks horrendous. Looks like Scarface. How much surgery has he had? Why doesn't he ban plastic surgery or limit it to one side of the face? What he ought to do is say he cares about the public health and people who look like him scare babies, so he's going to limit plastic surgery to half the face. Some hail New York's plan as a breakthrough in the struggle to combat the effects of sugary drinks. Yeah, who hailed it? The lunatics around Bloomberg who don't care about pornography and drug addiction. In fighting teenage pregnancy, the folly of shame and blame. Oh, really? That's a folly? Used to work worked for hundreds of years, folly of shame and blame. What do you mean the folly of shame and blame? If you called a person a name for getting pregnant when they were 12, Tatiana Alijo left a counselor, and above from left, Priscilla Mdong, Ashley Aracena, Cassandra Aniwanu, Gabriella Furman, and Tega Osiki in a Bronx class on teenage pregnancy. Okay, I could say a few choice words about why there's teenage pregnancy or why there's an epidemic of teenage pregnancy right now and how it wasn't an epidemic in my time, but I'll be misunderstood by all of the fraudulent liberals, so I'll choose not to say it. See, already I said it. That was a clever way of telling you what I thought without saying it. You could put two and two together if you can still add. Now let's turn to the New York Times editorial pages written by, let's see who the editorial editor is, which moron. Let's see, editorial page editor, Andrew Rosenthal, editorial page editor. Tricia Hall, deputy editorial page editor. Terry Tang, deputy editorial page editor. So here's the number one story. A universal right to vote. New legal protections are needed to expand the guarantee of ballot access in every state. What they mean is they want to make certain that as many illegal aliens vote as possible to keep the welfare state alive, and make certain that minorities are never questioned about how many times they may have voted. That's what they mean by that. They're afraid that the Supreme Court may knock out the Voting Rights Act because it's over. We don't need it anymore. Everyone has a right to vote. There's no racial prejudice in the voting booths anymore. The reverse is true. I have a friend in Miami who told me that minority women in wheelchairs were not excluded from the polls in Miami. In fact, they were ushered to the front of the line. But yet these individuals at the New York Times will bully us with these lies. Okay, editorial, next editorial. It's so predictable, defining bullying down. The hot word is bullying now. Everything's bully. To me, the biggest bully in the country is Obama. The second biggest bully in the country is Janet Napolitano. And the third biggest bully in the country is Mayor Bloomberg. He is a bully, by the way. That man is an unholy bully, incidentally.
Frank Bruni, the Conclave's Fixed Ways. Not interested. How does he think he knows so much? David Brooks, the Axis of Ennui. Yeah, ennui's a good word. It's old. It's an older word. I'm not interested in the word ennui. I'm bored of ennui. That's not a bad line for those of you from. I'm bored of ennui. Everyone has ennui. I don't like French words in the English language anyway, even though many of our words derive from the old French. I understand that. But ennui is a little presumptuous, don't you think? Pretentious. It's a pretentious word. It's something only the New York Times will use and have space to fill in between the Brazier ads. So let's turn the page. Weather report. Judge Wells Bloomberg. Carbonated water. How about carbonated politicians? Obama's GOP outreach hits barriers. No kidding. Hagel to open review of sexual assault case. The world is burning. The Middle East is on fire. And the schmuck that they just put into the Defense Department is going to obsess now on a sexual assault case. That's his first job. Internal review of decision by senior Air Force commander to overturn a sexual assault of an Air Force fighter pilot. Blah, blah, blah. That's his number one case. Not the American troops rotting in prison for doing their jobs too well in Iraq and Afghanistan. No, his obsession is some fake case against an Air Force pilot by some woman who didn't belong in the Air Force Academy to begin with, who was put in because of pressure by the feminist rights groups. Harvard explains why staff emails were searched. I could care less about Harvard. Harvard ceased being relevant about 30 years ago. Arkansas's abortion ban and one man's strong will, not interested. Qaeda group in Iraq says it killed Syrian soldiers. What can I do about it? House and Senate work simultaneously to create budgets, a rarity, not interested. I've no relationship to me, the budget. Strict adherence to ritual and secrecy and selection of Pope inside the conclave. I'm not interested. It's always been like, you know, mystical to me what they do. And what's the difference anyway? What is it going to be different who the Pope is? UN ties Gaza babies' death to Palestinians. That's an interesting story because it was blamed on the Jews, of course, by the American media. But the fact of the matter is they killed their own child in order to turn it on the Jews. What, blood libel against Jews is something new? That's buried on page A7. Kenyan reaction to disputed election is far calmer than last time. Not interested in anything in Kenya. Not at all. Prison for British politician and ex-wife. Really? Is he the one who put me on the ban list? A sensational trial that featured a leading politician's extramarital affair, a speeding ticket, his now divorced wife, and a decision to wreak her vengeance and her money with a judge sending both of them to prison. Can't relate to it. What do they do? What are they doing? A power couple undone by deceit, betrayal, and revenge. It sounds like every power couple in America. See that story about Soros' girlfriend who said, he said that she threw an ashtray at him or a lamp? If I were his girlfriend, I'd throw more than a lamp at him, I'll tell you that. I'd throw a lamprey at him. 1953 armistice is nullified, North Korea declares. Oh, ho-hum. He's a dangerous loony. Only Denise Rotten could go visit him in a pinafore. What if they run off together to Tibet? That would be some scandal, wouldn't it? Imagine if Denise Rotten goes over there and they show him in a wedding dress and they run off together to Tibet. That would be shocking. It'd be safer for the world, frankly, if that's the secret story there between those two. I think it'd be better for the world at large. Less of a threat and more of a kind of a romance. Okay, Science Times. Let's see what they're passing off as science now. A laboratory grows young scientists. Oh, how charming. The Intel Science Talent Search attracted 1,700 applicants from high schools across the country. Okay. Let's see what they've discovered. Jamie Lee Salimano, below, a senior at Stuyvesant High School, studied intracellular signaling in a lab at Columbia. She is the only Intel finalist from New York City. Far-right Dan McQuaid of Ossining High School in Westchester researched a tumor-suppressing protein. So there's still kids who can do this? Miuri Sridhar, above, a senior at Kings Park High School in Long Island, studying mutations in a tumor-suppressing protein at Stony Brook University. Your research may lead to better diagnostic methods through computational simulation. I didn't think kids could still do it. I mean, they doped them up so much, I didn't think kids could even do science in America. You have to import scientists who don't speak English. They come from other countries, but they can still do science because they didn't learn how to put a condom on a cucumber in the entire elementary school experience. Collectibles, historical items in the New York Times store, vintage posters, Campbell's Soup by Andy Warhol, how boring, surrealist painting, Cheesehead by Roy Lichtenstein, 1978, not interested. Who would want that in their house in this day and age? It's like a double, you know, it's a double on your week. Who would, you know, there's a poster by Roy Lichtenstein in your apartment.
is so, I mean, the word I'll use equivalent to God, the word equivalent to ennui that I'll use in reverse is gauche. That would be gauche to have in your. The Magic Flute by Marc Chagall, circa 1973, poster, lithographed by $260. I'm tired of Chagall. I'm Chagalled out. There's too much already with the violinist on the roof. I think the whole world has changed so dramatically that nothing that ever mattered matters anymore, even to me. And I'm an older guy. I can't imagine what the left, what the young leftists think. I can't imagine how ennuied and gauche they are today. City suspends pension payments for arts institutions. I'm reading from the Old York Times just to entertain you. Should I go into that? Pension payments for arts institutions. Pensions, don't get me started on pensions. Cops making $400,000, $500,000, $600,000 a year in San Francisco. The governor makes $250,000. How is that possible that cops could rig the system like that? Oh, yes, I salute all the police and firemen out there. Make sure you check your ratings book. Right. Yeah, I salute all the cops and firemen. Everyone is a hero. Sure. They're all a hero. You know, it's enough to make you quite jaded and cynical when you see the salaries and pensions the unions have gotten for them. Who's supposed to pay for it? Yeah, oh, you're a cop. Right, yeah, right. Everyone's a hero. Everyone in uniform in the Pentagon is a war hero. Yeah, I salute my soldiers and airmen, except the ones who actually do the job. They're not saluted. But the ones in on the inside contracting, they're the ones that are going to lose their jobs under the sequester deal. Well, that covers the newspaper for the moment. If you get a comment on any of these topics, the phone number is 855-400-728. Do not a call. Dead in the water. Let's take one call out of New York. Randy on WABC, been holding forever. What's on your mind? Go ahead, please.
Hey, Mike, you got to come back to New York. I can't go to bed. I can't stay up this late anymore. We miss you.
Well, no, listen to me. I can't say what I can say, but one day you're going to be able to get me earlier. Let's put it to you that way, I think.
Great. Great, fantastic. Listen, Mayor Big Bucks was on the radio this morning about 8 o'clock. You were probably asleep. But he's given his...
Wait, 8 o'clock Eastern is 5 o'clock my time, right? 5 a.m.? Yeah. It was 5... Yeah, I'm earlier. It's 5 a.m. I was up. Now I was up already. I'm up all night. My mind runs all night long. Did you like me reading the paper, by the way? Is that a good shtick or a bad shtick?
I don't know, but as he's given his grounds...
No, you have to answer me. Then I'll listen to you if you answer me. When I read the paper and comment and make shots on the news stories, is it a good thing to listen to or a bad thing?
Excellent.
Okay, thank God. Now you can talk. Go ahead.
Horrors of the world, laughable.
Yes, that's right. Because I look at this, and that's my immediate reaction to these stories. Some I gloss over, some I reject. I mean, I think there's people doing they read a paper, right?
He really blew it this morning. He
Who? Schmendrick?
And Krieg looking for the struggle.
Who? Little brother in Gracie Mansion?
Yeah, the Kane Mutant.
What do you mean? He went Meshuggah by he was screaming he's going to overturn it. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, totally. It was...
You know, we have the sound. He was shocked that a judge dared override him, because after all, he's a billionaire. You know, he's the kind of billionaire uncle that, let's say he made his fortune in, I don't know, pick any subject. Let's say you have an uncle who made a fortune in on the internet, right? So he comes over to your house for a dinner party or whatever, a celebration, whether it be Easter, Passover, whatever. And whatever field you're in, you could be an electrical engineer, you could be a rocket scientist. He will tell you that he knows more about your field than you do. That's Bloomberg to a T, is it not?
Any liberal.
No, mainly Bloomberg. Mainly Bloomberg. He knows more than everybody on every subject. That's all. 855-400-7282. Time for one more quick call at this moment from WFTL. I haven't heard from you in a while. Out of Florida. Mark, WFTL in Florida. Go ahead, please.
Michael, I was going to tell you you're worth your salt, but now that you made the comment earlier that you watch your salt intake, you're worth way more.
No, I agree. No, nobody, people don't know in America how they're being poisoned with salt. It's actually a bigger problem than sugar, incidentally.
Your last week, you know, you're cutting edge. I crave the stuff on the news you released. That study on salt showing that it related to the autoimmune system.
Yeah.
I've got psoriasis, and the primary thing it's related there is the T cells, and that's what you mentioned in that study. So from now on here and out, I'm going to make a strong effort to watch it.
That's very interesting. Of course, look, it doesn't mean if you cut back on sodium, you're going to see that condition reverse. However,
if there's a putative link between salt intake and autoimmune disease, it would make it be prudent to reduce the salt intake, right?
That's right. Last spring, I went to I go to a bunch of seminars. There's a guy from Utah that their family had a salt mine, and I never realized how much I learned about salt. Our body is made up like the ocean, you know, as far as the salt levels, all the consistency.
Oh, yeah, but the cells are very, very sensitive to sodium. The sodium-potassium pump on the cellular level is extremely interesting, very, very poorly understood, rarely articulated by the demagogues, the food fascists, as I call them. But let me just leave everyone with a simple knowledge that is this is what you need. The average American, not manual laborer, needs approximately 1 gram of salt a day from all sources. That's 1,000 milligrams. That is approximately a quarter of a teaspoon. Now you say, well, I don't add salt with a salt shaker. That's a good start. Throw your salt shaker off the table. Never use a salt shaker because your foods, if you're eating in a restaurant, salted. If you are buying prepared foods, cans, bottles, whatever, salted. You're going to get that gram no matter what you do. You start using more than a gram of salt a day, you're going to get hypertension, high blood pressure, and possibly other illnesses. I'll be right back.
Joe. Here you have a billionaire with an ego that's greatly outsized, just limited to that. And you have a judge, obviously not as wealthy as Mayor Bloomberg, who crushes him in the court, stopped him overnight before the law was supposed to take place. But you're talking about a constitutional issue here as well. Once again, a liberal, a New York liberal, again crushing the Constitution because of his egomania. It's all about control. It has nothing to do with health. It has to do with this tyrant wanting to tell the little people what they can have and have not. Why doesn't he start by banning after this? If he wasn't stopped here, if they didn't stop him at Munich, what would he do next? Well, perhaps in a year he'd ban white bread over 32 ounces. Perhaps he would say you can't buy more than 2 bagels at a time. You can go to 1 bagel store and buy 2 bagels because white bread's bad for you. But we have deemed, in our judicious opinion, that white bread is harmful to your health. It causes diabetes. It causes caries. It causes obesity, in addition to causing you to be too happy and feel good by eating a bagel. Therefore, we're banning more than 2 bagels at a time. It does not prohibit you from buying 2 bagels in one store and 2 bagels in another store. In fact, you can go into a bakery, you can buy 2 bagels, ring up the sale, leave the store, and come back at the back of the line and buy another 2 bagels. I'm not stopping you. I'm not limiting you in buying bagels. No, says old Mayor Bloomberg. No, I'm not limiting the number of bagels. It's called portion control. And gravy, I don't like gravy. It's disgusting. These people eat gravy on everything. I don't eat gravy. I'm a neat man. I'm meticulous. I hate gravies. I think we should limit gravy to 1 ounce servings per meal. And anyone who wants more than that on roast beef, we're not saying you can't have more than that. But what you have to do is order another portion of roast beef and tell them to hold the roast beef and just give you the gravy. Pay another $14.95. So you can order roast beef with gravy. You should get 1 ounce. And if you want more than 1 ounce, don't worry. You can order another roast beef. Pay for it and tell them to hold the beef and give me the gravy and pour it on your plate. Because I'm Mayor Bloomberg. You see the absurdity? Now, I understand that he wouldn't do that. Really? He wouldn't ban white bread or bagels, you sure? Or fish hooks? Why doesn't he ban bicycles? I mean, there's been a lot of horrible, terrible deaths on bicycles. A conflict. Poor girls getting run over by trucks. He could ban bicycles. Or as I said, he could ban trucks. After all, the trucks are killing the kids on bicycles. Ban all traffic in Manhattan. That's next. Give everybody a white bicycle and a red beret. That's all. And ride around like a communist. The guy's a nut. Yes, of course I believe in telling people what's good for them, but not then imposing food fascism on them and telling them you can and cannot. No, sir. It doesn't work that way. And I invite those of you who are legalistically inclined to look at the act. It's unbelievable. The actual ruling, it's 37 pages long. There are people who are legal fanatics out there. It's worth reading. I'm excited by it. Listen to this. Because they beat them to a pulp. Petitioners, that's the market, the Korean grocers, et cetera, further point out the rule exempts soy-based milk substitutes, but other milk substitutes such as almond, hemp, and rice milk are not exempt. You hear this? The rule also does not preclude unlimited free refills or multiple purchases of 16-ounce beverages, or providing unlimited sugars after purchase at the regulated businesses, but does limit the containers at self-service fountains to be limited to 16-ounce, irrespective of whether a consumer is purchasing water or one of the non-regulated drinks. Now, one could be cynical and say that what he's actually doing here is working to have people pay more for soda rather than banning, limiting the amount of soda. If you wanted to be cynical, you could say what he's trying to do is drive up the price of soda, by the way. A dictator died, finally, going to hell where he belongs, and I invited mainly Venezuelans who fled Chavez and his goons to tell their Chavez horror stories. And yet here in America, we have Sean Penn, one of the biggest liars in the history of Hollywood regarding Chavez as a hero. I'm sure that Chavez and Pol Pot and even Stalin would have been misunderstood by Sean Penn and Oliver Stone. My only wish would be that Sean Penn would have to live under this dictatorship. I don't know what explains it. I don't know what explains brains that are so destroyed from years, perhaps, of living within a closed circle. Nevertheless, here we are, and I want to talk now about knives on airplanes, because our so-called TSA has ruled that beginning shortly, you will be able to carry a two-inch blade, a knife, onto an airplane, along with two golf clubs, a lacrosse stick, and a small baseball bat. Can anyone explain to me why this makes sense? Because it makes no sense to me, unless they are trying to stir the pot and cause an incident so they can justify their grotesque behavior and their grotesque budget. It makes no sense. So I want to ask you, the people, because I realize the death of a dictator is of, it's of some interest to you, but I don't think many of you even understand who Chavez was, what he did to his country. There's only one major take-home message, and that is Venezuela has a murder rate of about 67 people per 100,000 inhabitants. It has one of the highest murder rates in the Western Hemisphere, almost 20,000 murders last year. You say, okay, well, that's because of capitalism. No, wrong. The fact of the matter is poverty dropped under Chavez from 50% to 28%. So he brought about redistribution of oil wealth, exactly what Obama has been hinting at since he seized power. That's a very impressive decrease. Poverty was at 50% in 98 when Chavez took over. In 09, it was down to 28%. Yet, what happened? If people are more equal and better off economically, why have murders risen at an alarming rate is the only question. And you must never forget what I just taught you, is that although you'll hear from MSNBC and other organs of the government, that if there was less poverty and if there was redistribution of wealth in America, which is what Obama dreams about, that's Obama's dream day and night, is redistribution of your wealth, whether it be through taxes or through other means. In his mind, that will be good for the health of the nation. Well, he ought to study what happened in Venezuela, because the numbers are quite surprising. Maybe then Obama will stop living in the past and stop living in the rhetoric of the 60s. But let's go to the guns and the knives. Why are they letting you carry a knife on an airplane? What do you think about that? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, everybody. Ty Bollinger here. Once again, real life, real stories.
And he discovered Carnivora. Was so thrilled with the product that he shared it with his family and his friends and his patients. My dad was a family physician. He was a medical doctor.
Almost all the symptoms were either diminished or gone. Amazing product, amazing results.
Like an amazing thing, having such a profound change in how I feel and knowing that it was the carnivora that did it.
And a lot of patients got better, ranging from immune dysfunction to allergies and infection.
Here's the toll-free telephone number to call to access the Carnivora telecast at carnivora.com on Tuesday, March 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call 1-888-694-9666. That's 1-888-694-9666. Once again, 1-888-694-9666. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUSFLY to order now.
Michael Savage here. Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2013, resolve to protect your most valuable assets, your family. Every day we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, unemployment, food shortages, slaughters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I only recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. From breakfast through dinner, WiseFoodStorage.com ready-made foods are packaged for freshness in individual pouches. Do you know that they carry up to a 25-year shelf life? They're prepared in minutes just by adding water. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today, and guess what? You get a free entree sample. Did you hear that? For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. And be sure to mention the promo code SAVAGE for a free sample and free shipping on any order. You've got to be ready and you've got to be wise with WiseFoodStorage.com.
For years now, you've been hearing testimonial reviews about Ovation Cell Therapy and how Ovation can
help grow your hair thicker, stronger, and longer.
Repair dry, brittle, damaged hair from overprocessing and heat styling.
Dramatically reduce hair loss and breakage due to stress or harsh medicines.
Restore your hair's healthy shine and appearance.
These testimonials are from real people with the same hair growth issues you have, and they love to share their stories.
I normally don't write reviews on products. Who has the time? But Ovation Cell Therapy is an exception. I've had a lot of bleaching and dyeing treatments over the years, so it's been important to use quality products. With Ovation Cell Therapy, the breakage caused by these treatments has completely stopped. My hair is stronger, shinier, and has more volume. I honestly wouldn't be without Ovation. It's that amazing.
For healthier, shinier, more manageable hair, log on to OvationHair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a special introductory discount. That's OvationHair.com and enter KSFO at checkout.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-467-5160. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles, but there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-467-5160. That's 800-467-5160. Call 800-467-5160.
Do you know which investment is projected to double in price? Let's ask Scott Carter.
It's not stocks, it's not bonds, it's silver.
What's happening with silver?
Shortages are showing up because supply is critically low. In just the last 10 years, 90% of the world's supply has been used up.
Where are the shortages?
Well, twice this year, the U.S. Mint has run out of silver.
So where's the silver price headed?
We believe all the signs tell us silver should be double where it is now.
Before we went on, you told me Lear has a special offer on a new silver coin. What is it?
It's a 1.5-ounce silver polar bear coin. It's minted from the finest silver, it's the only 1.5-ounce coin on the market that carries a government guarantee, and it's eligible for IRAs. For a limited time, new customers can buy 20 silver polar bears and get one free, our lowest price ever.
Folks, call 1-800-601-8761 now. The offer is limited. Invest just $5,000, and for each purchase of 20 silver polar bear coins, you'll get one free. That's 1-800-601-8761, 800-601-8761.
On the next morning show, how easy is it to get on food stamps? You'll find out. Whistleblower Wednesday. Join me, Brian Sussman, and the ladies 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
WMAL, Washington, D.C. Stephen, you're up in the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Mr. Savage, I'm confused. Firearms in your own home, that's bad. Knives and golf clubs on planes, that's good. Hugo Chavez, hero for the poor. Mitt Romney, murderer and tax evader. I don't understand the leftist socialist misogynists that are all now the majority of our society. But I think that drug sales must be booming because they must be all on crack.
Stephen, I think that the drugs explain most of the thinking of the left. When you look at so-called legitimate members of the media espousing the same kind of rubbish,
You would have to assume either they're on Prozac or Prozac-related compounds mixed with alcohol in obvious cases, such as that of some of the commentators whose name I can't mention for fear of being sued. They look like they're a mixture of old Irish drunks combined with modern a Prozac taker, the kind that get tingles up their legs, not because they have shingles, but because they mingle with the wrong schlemiels. Thanks for the call, Stephen. 1-855-400-7282. What do you think about carrying knives on airplanes? Reno, Nevada, KKOH. Love it up there. D, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Doctor. Thank you for having me. I disagree completely with them lifting that ban. They put the restriction on it for a reason. There was a lot of things happening around the world. I don't think that they should have lifted it. What a lot of people don't realize, and those of us who do work very close to that industry, they don't understand how many irate passengers have to be dealt with every day, both in the airport and on the aircraft. And I'm talking about people who just get a little upset over this or that. Maybe it's a delay. Maybe somebody pushed them in line. They get on the airplane. They don't get the service they want. That's called an irate passenger. Now, as things escalate, now they're going to have a weapon that they could use. I disagree completely with.
So that goes to the issue of why would Mr. Pistone, formerly number two at the FBI, head of the TSA, an otherwise rational man and a man with a great background, why would he have come to the conclusion that they should permit knives back on airplanes?
I think, well, you know, it's not just the knives, as you said. It's golf clubs, it's certain baseball bats of certain length and size. I think there's been a lot of pressure. Again, working close to the industry, I think there's a lot of pressure from professionals who do travel with these items, and they don't want them out of their sight. So I think there's pressure that people don't see.
Who travels with a small knife? Why would a person need a knife of 2 inches in length on an airplane? What do you do with it?
I think that was a compromise. I think it was a compromise. It's like, okay, if we're going to let a bat in a golf club that people do know and realize it is a lethal weapon, you can hurt.
A lot of people carry pocket knives. They are very useful for cutting open envelopes, for cutting a piece of fruit. I mean, a knife is a useful object, and I can understand that a lot of people don't like having their knives seized at an airport. I understand they seize many of them every day at most airports in America. God knows what they do with them. But the question is, why now? Why all of a sudden would the Obama administration have come up with such a directive that it's okay to carry a small knife, golf clubs, cricket bats, or whatever onto an airplane? I don't understand the timing of it as well.
I don't either. I don't either. Like many, many things that this administration has done, decisions that they've made, rules that they've imposed, I just flat don't understand it. Because, you know, although I can soon start carrying a small knife aboard the aircraft, I still cannot carry my own sealed bottle of water to take my medicine in flight.
Why can't you carry a bottle of water? I've often wondered, what the heck do they fear about liquids on airplanes? Apparently, you can mix up quite a bomb in a water bottle, I suppose. The enemies of our freedom have figured that one out. We know that we've given up an awful lot of freedom. Do you think getting back a pocket knife and a golf club is going to restore our sense of self-respect? I kind of doubt it. Thanks for the call. Just another note on the dictator Chavez dying. Criminal Justice International Associates, a risk assessment and global analysis firm in Miami, estimated in a recent report that the Chavez family in Venezuela has amassed a fortune similar to that of the Castro brothers in Cuba. According to Jerry Brewer, president of CJIA, quote, the personal fortune of the Castro brothers has been estimated at a combined value of around $2 billion. Okay? The Chavez Frias family in Venezuela has amassed a fortune of a similar scale since the arrival of Chavez to the presidency in 1999, said Brewer in an analysis published on their website. Cuba is receiving about $5 billion per year from the Venezuelan treasury and in oil shipments and other resources. Quote, we believe that organized Bolivarian criminal groups within the Chavez administration have subtracted around $100 billion out of the nearly $1 trillion in oil income made by PDVSA since 1999. Sean Penn is a brain-dead joke. I have a housekeeper, a very nice lady from El Salvador, who knows what dictatorships are. And she fled a dictatorship, a communist dictatorship in El Salvador to come here many years ago. And I asked her recently, actually this evening, what she thought about Venezuela. And she said to me, she said, he was a hater of Israel and of the Jews.
And she said that's why he was punished by God. She's a very religious Christian. She said, you know what the Bible says, Michael? I said, watch. She said, people who go against Israel will be punished by God. Now, you can laugh if you want. Laugh all you want. But you see, people have certain ways of looking at the world. Here's an article. Hugo Chavez, anti-Israel president of Venezuela and Iran ally, dies. Hugo Chavez, the longtime president of Venezuela who spouted anti-Israel rhetoric and befriended Iranian president, the Hitler of our time, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, had died. He had blah, blah, blah. The anti-capitalist Chavez took office in 99. You know all of this. The Jewish community of Venezuela has had strained relationships with the government following a flood of attacks against Jewish houses of worship in 09. Venezuelan police officers were among those implicated in the attacks. Venezuela severed ties with Israel following Israel's three-week Gaza operation. And so forth and so on. In fact, you should know that Chavez has called Israel equal to Nazi Germany. He's an anti-American, a socialist leader who reduced poverty and expanded the murder rate at the same time. He expanded access to health care, food, and education to Venezuela's poor. At the same time, he undermined the democratic country's system of checks and balances and repressed its media. This is exactly what's going on in the United States of America today. Socialism aimed at reducing poverty, expanding access to health care, food, and education to the poor, while undermining the democratic institutions of the United States of America and attacking the checks and balances and repressing the media. That's exactly what's going on in this country. Now, at the same time the liar in the White House told us the world would collapse unless taxes were raised yet again, and it turned out to be a big lie as well. As you know, that's how dictatorships work. Anyway, we found out that the government spent $400,000 on oil and canvas portraits of some of the lowest-ranking individuals in the government's history. I don't know if you heard about this, but this is what went on during the Soviet era in the Politburo. I want you to listen to clip 12 on the Savage Nation.
They are iconic. Washington, Jefferson, Franklin, oil on canvas portraits. But Ed Schaefer, remember him? The 29th Agriculture Secretary? Well, you paid for his painting. The latest for Lisa Jackson, the outgoing EPA administrator, a $38,000 portrait. That's just 10 grand less than what the average American makes in an entire year. How about $41,000 for the Air Force Secretary and $22,000 for a Commerce Secretary who served President Obama for only 8 months? We found in the past 2 years alone almost $400,000 spent on portraits.
Thanks to ABC for that. In the next clip, you'll hear more about this scandal in clip 13.
We wanted to show you some of those portraits that you paid for.
But the White House wouldn't allow our camera to go into any federal building to see those paintings.
Surprisingly, some of the oil portraits are commissioned while secretaries are still serving. $22,000 for Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, who we tracked down to ask,
is it time that we stop doing oil portraits of former secretaries?
You know, there are so many questions I'd be happy to answer about our budget. I just think that's a really small ball kind of question.
No, it's not a small ball. It goes to the egomania of our Politburo in Washington. Now back to the knife question on airplanes. Said you can carry knives on airplanes beginning shortly. Two-inch knives, golf clubs, two golf clubs per passenger. I believe you can carry a cricket bat or something, small bats, whatever. Insanity. Insanity. It makes no sense to me, but some agree that it's a good idea.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
You know, it's that time again. Once a year, every year for the last decade, I sit down with author and Swiss America chairman Craig Smith, my friend, to discuss the true state of the U.S. economy and what to expect ahead. Craig and I have been right on the money every year like clockwork. This year, Craig turned up the burner and has boiled down the most critical news and financial trends into the simple truth. Swiss America is offering this confidential interview. We recorded. It's free. Free to my listeners on compact disc or downloadable MP3 by simply calling 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for free. Today our great nation hangs in the balance. We're on the verge of becoming a perpetual welfare state. Call now for your free copy of the Savage Simple Truth CD and Craig's 31st anniversary newsletter, both free. No one hearing my voice now will be able to say we did not warn you. So call 800-289-2646. 800-BUICOIN right now for the Savage Simple Truth. Call 800-289-2646. Be prepared.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fouch, on Talk 560 KSFO. Two of the three suspects in the killing of three men in Forestville pleaded not guilty this morning. The third suspect is fighting extradition from New Mexico. Sonoma County may make it easier for bicyclists and pedestrians to sue people who harass or intimidate them. County supervisors gave initial approval to a measure that would be the first of its kind in the nation. And Santa Clara County supervisors agreed today to hold a special election to replace disgraced supervisor George Shirakawa. They elected not to appoint an interim replacement. Taking a look at the roadways, northbound 17, still with the right lane blocked at Idlewild, all because of a downed power pole came down during an accident during the afternoon commute. Eastbound 84th Street in San Francisco, crash pushed off to the right shoulder, a few brake lights getting past that scene. Otherwise, looks pretty good around the Bay Area at the moment. With the news of you, you won't hear anywhere else. I'm Dave Fouch, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hey, termite.
What's up?
I'm a Pacific Coast termite inspector.
Big whoop. I've been feeding off this house for years.
I know. The owners are sick of it.
They're not going to dent the place.
Pacific Coast uses orange oil, so everyone gets to stay, except you.
This guy's cheap. See his ride?
It's less than you think. And after 20,000 home treatments, Pacific Coast has a perfect Better Business Bureau rating.
How about a running start?
No.
Call Pacific Coast Termite today for your free inspection and estimate at 800-PACIFIC. That's 800-722-4342. Pacific Coast Termite also eliminates rodents and repairs any damage to your home. And if you call right now, we'll take an additional 10% off the termite or rodent treatment and any necessary structural repairs. And all work is guaranteed and backed with a 2-year warranty. Call Pacific Coast Termite today for your free inspection and estimate at 800-PACIFIC. That's 800-PACIFIC. Or visit PacificCoastTermite.com. Free inspection applies to homes not for sale or in escrow.
You don't want to be a termite, oh, no, when Pacific Coast Termite's around.
Ever had your bank issue you a new debit, ATM, or credit card, but you didn't request one? That's probably because someone hacked the bank's computer system, and your bank is trying to stay one step ahead of the identity thieves who snatched your personal information. And that's why you need to call LifeLock now. When you call LifeLock, you can get the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. LifeLock Ultimate. LifeLock Ultimate offers 24/7 protection and is the only identity theft protection service that now monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. So call 1-800-838-7060 now. Mention Enroll 60 and get the first 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. Call 1-800-838-7060. 1-800-838-7060. Check LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary. 1-800-838-7060.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Oh, man, what is that smell?
Oh, I just opened the lettuce crisper.
We have a lettuce crisper?
Everything gets old, even your shocks. So make sure you change your worn shocks at 50,000 miles.
What are you doing? Put the top back on! Put the top back on!
I think it's moving.
Actual mileage may vary depending on driver ability, vehicle type, and the type of driving and road conditions. Purchase qualifying Monroe shocks or struts between now and April 30th and get a prepaid card worth up to $120 by mail-in offer. Restrictions apply. Learn more at Monroe.com.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? Because you don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 to noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Pero mira como dice la cinturita. Caballero, mira como vengo y traigo sabrosa la cinturita. Yo fui hasta Francia por la
You're listening to the one and only Savage Nation. We're playing Benny Moré. I'll tell you why in a minute. Listen to how good he was. You want to hear a Cuban?
Vaya mamacita, por Dios, como dice.
This is when Cuban music was incredible. And Benny Moré was the best singer in Cuba. And after the bearded dictator took over,
He, like many Cubans, saw their freedoms were gone. The bird of inspiration was crushed by the Castros. And he died trying to swim off the island of Cuba. Play it again, Sam. Play it up. I mean, I missed those years. I was too young for that. But look what he's done to the island. Now, on Chavez, before we go back to Knives on Airplanes, play it louder. I just want to hear it for a minute. That music's unbelievable. I have to go to Cuba. I wish it was 1957 and I could go to Cuba and Meyer Lansky at a hotel. I mean, they knew how to run a casino. You got to hand it to them. Communists don't know how to run casinos. They don't know how to run anything. It's depressing. You got to hand it to the gangsters. They knew how to make people happy. They gave them what they wanted. They gave them what they wanted. Look what he did there. Okay, so I have a bunch of quotes from Chavez, none of which are very interesting. They're typical buffoonery, but here's one that struck me as very interesting. Ordering nationalizations on live TV, expropriate it. To Fidel Castro, you are the father of the revolutions on this continent. You are our father. Okay, but here's the one I'm getting to. On coca leaves to the National Assembly in 2008. I chew coca leaves every morning and look at me. Now, that's very interesting. He said he chewed coca leaves every morning and look at me. Dies of cancer. Causal, don't know. But it's interesting to me that he said he chewed coca leaves. He didn't say he snorted the refined alkaloid cocaine, which is only one of 17 alkaloids found in coca leaves, if I remember my ethnopharmacology. It's only one of many alkaloids found inside coca leaves, but he chewed the entire coca leaf, which, by the way, is very commonly done amongst the hardworking people of Peru particularly, and it helps them work very, very long and very hard with very little food. Coca leaves are very, very different in their effect than cocaine, incidentally. But I'm wondering, just as a trained epidemiologist, if there's a causal link between chewing coca leaves and cancer, or could it be, and here's the question, that the coca leaves he was given were the equivalent of the polonium sushi that we have been puzzling about. That's all. Maybe someone gave him polonium coca leaves, or maybe there were insecticides or pesticides on these coca leaves that, you know, he drank 40 cups of coffee a day as well. But caffeine is a very healthful alkaloid. I remember in basic pharmacology when I took it in graduate school, my professor, who was former chairman of Dow Chemical Research Department, said to me that caffeine is one of the safest stimulants on the planet. He said, here's the words he used. He said, it's a fabulous cerebral stimulant. I'll never forget the words. That's when I started drinking coffee very, very happily ever after, because I read so much garbage back and forth. But he said caffeine is a very fine cerebral stimulant. I remember that. So he said, now going back to Chavez, I chew coca leaves every morning and look at me. He said that to the National Assembly in 2008. Well, I can't say there's a causal link, but it's a curious situation from the point of view of a scientist who wants to investigate that. Big Sis promises to release more illegals. I would say she's not promising, she's threatening, and I think she should be impeached for what she has done. Personally, if we lived in a democracy, she would have been arrested for what she has done by releasing criminal illegal aliens on the streets. There's not an alien in the United States of America who agrees that what she is doing is anything but evil and dangerous. London Telegraph, Obama is a dithering, controlling, risk-averse freak. Michelle Obama hosts dinner at Pizza Parlor after promoting anti-obesity program. Michelle Obama hosts dinner at Pizza Parlor after promoting anti-obesity program. I guess that's eat as I say, not as I eat. Democrats pull out race card and sequester game. Beat the press. Denise Rotten thrown out of hotel for glorifying Korean dictator. I gave Dennis Rotten an affectionate moniker, Denise Rotten. And the reason I call him Denise is because didn't he pose in a garter belt and stockings a while ago in a magazine? I know he posed in a wedding dress, a garter belt and stockings. So I don't think it's a slur to call him Denise Rotten. In fact, I think punks who listen to the show would love it. He goes to North Korea a police state where people are worked and starved to death, and he comes back glorifying the dictatorship. Great. TSA sealed $50 million Sequester Eve deal to buy new uniforms. Did you see the new uniforms? Unbelievable. It's like a Boy Scout uniform designed by a designer on crack. $1,000 a pop, they cost more than the Marines' uniforms cost. 855-407-282. Drew in KSFO, I believe, thinks it's a good idea. Drew, tell us why you like the idea of carrying a knife on an airplane.
Well, Dr. Savage, I was on a plane flight over the weekend. I was on a 737, and I was taking a look at the crew that was on board. It had two males and three females, obviously the armored cockpit door. But I looked at, you know, my seating and the easy access to the doors and being able to clear the distance to go up to the aisle. And I you know, safety, we all go through the checklist at the airport, but with the TSA's track record and our absolutely honest and trustworthy government, I honestly say I feel better with, you know, with myself being able to have a knife or anybody else in the...
So you feel that if men had knives on planes, let's say there were six terrorists come aboard and they have these little knives, but then there's 100 or 200 other people, let's say 50 of them also have knives. So you say they're outnumbered anyway.
Yes, I learned a long time ago that it is foolhardy to worry about what the bad guy is going to get. You need to be more concerned about what you have. And see, when you're empty-handed, you don't necessarily have the fortitude. You feel...
No, I understand. Even a 2-inch blade empowers you, but it also empowers the terrorist. And my fear is they could grab a woman or an infant and say that if you don't throw your knives down, we're going to cut the infant's throat. So a man like you, who would normally be heroic to save a plane from terrorists, would probably not do so for fear the infant would be killed in front of your eyes.
Well, sir, after 9/11, I consider the plane lost if anybody tries to commandeer the plane. I would write the plane, you know, off. And if I didn't, even if the person was threatening a woman, if you don't make a move to take that guy down and you are compromised or other people around you compromised, there's, you know, they can do whatever.
You're dead anyway. No, I agree with you. It's like the rule about being carjacked. Everyone has been told by now, particularly women, if you're ever carjacked in a parking lot by someone who says, get in the car and drive me somewhere, you're dead anyway. You're raped and dead anyway. You may as well fight with everything you have, whether it be a key, a pocketbook, or a high heel. Put up as big a fight as you can in the parking lot, because once he gets you in the car, you're dead meat anyway. That's basically what you're saying.
Absolutely. Stand up and fight like a man. And also, I'd like to address the higher murder rate in Venezuela with equality.
Go ahead.
I believe that when you give people things that, you know, or you make them feel entitled to have things or a status or a way of life that other people have to work and, you know, burn the midnight oil to achieve, they get a sense of entitlement. They have a lot more time on their hand to engage in nefarious actions.
I agree. And also they want more. Nothing is enough for the bum who's given something for nothing. Then they want more. They want more and more and more. You're absolutely right. Let me please send you a wonderful gift. It's a copy of my novel, which is selling. All of a sudden, it boomed this week. A Time for War is running off the shelves. We don't know why it happened. It's fighting the odds. The first week, the sales were moderate. And I got good news. People are running to the bookstore. Apparently, they got the message about China. Yeah, A Time for War. I'll be right back. This is The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Only America's largest gives you the reliability of the Safe Light Advantage. It's what makes us different. With over 5,000 mobile glass shops in all 50 states, so we're always nearby. And the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Make the safe choice.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-460-3580, 800-460-3580.
Tina and her husband owed big money to the IRS.
We owed over $50,000.
They were frightened out of their wits.
Oh, my gosh, it was horrible. I thought we were going to lose everything. I thought we're going to jail.
Then it happened. Tina found the expert help she and her husband so desperately needed.
These guys were awesome to work with. They stopped the IRS from putting liens on our homes and our cars, and they stopped them from freezing our bank account. They kept the IRS off our backs. We really can't thank them enough.
The team of professionals at Authority Tax Services helped Tina and her husband, and they can help you. Authority Tax Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau.
We saved a whole lot of money.
You too may qualify to get up to 85% or more off your tax liability or for other special programs. So take Tina's advice.
Anybody in trouble with the IRS, give them a call. These are the guys to help you.
If you owe more than $10,000, call Authority Tax Services now at 800-773-7618. Call now for your free no-obligation consultation. 800-773-7618. 800-773-7618.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-479-2177. That's 800-479-2177. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-479-2177. That's 800-479-2177. American Bullion. 800-479-2177.
Rackspace just open sourced the cloud and opened up a whole new world of possibilities. A world where you can move your apps and data wherever and whenever you want. With the Rackspace Open Cloud powered by OpenStack, you're free to run your cloud anywhere, in your data center, with Rackspace, or with any other OpenStack provider. You're no longer locked into the pricing, service limitations, or pace of innovation of any one vendor. Now, we all have a choice. With Rackspace, we're with you every step of the way, ready to help you design, build, and run your open cloud today. Rackspace delivers open cloud technologies and services that power over 200,000 businesses worldwide. Join the movement. Download the open cloud for free at rackspace.com. Rackspace, the open cloud company.
Safelite repair, Safelite replace.
Julian with Safelite Auto Glass.
When you have auto glass damage, it makes a big difference who you choose to fix it. Only Safelite, America's largest, gives you the reliability of always being there. With our 24/7 live call center, online scheduling, even a mobile app. And Safelite emails a photo of the technician before we arrive, so you know who to expect.
Just ask your insurance company for Safelite or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelite.com.
Now's the time.
Now's the time to make a difference.
Now's the time to take a stand.
To get involved.
To make a change.
Now's the time to raise a hammer and drive a nail.
To build a wall.
And open a door to a new life.
Now's the time to help Habitat for Humanity build hope and change lives with a family in your community or around the world.
Now's the time.
Now, more than ever, help build it.
Visit Habitat.org.
On the next morning show, how easy is it to get on food stamps? You'll find out. Whistleblower Wednesday. Join me, Brian Sussman, and the ladies 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
Here's one that you should be very sad about. The Muslim Brotherhood is so fanatic and so evil, even though your idiot government just gave them $250 million in the form of John Kerry, $250 million. To Jew haters and Christian haters in Egypt, up to 100,000 Christians have left Egypt since the Muslim Brotherhood came to power. And your president gave these fanatic killers $250 million as a gift, along with F-16s and tanks. Florida imam convicted in Pakistani Taliban case. Oh, ho-hum. Another imam, another terrorism trial. I'm shocked. Bloomberg's net worth jumps $5 billion. Swedes abandoning the Swedish model. The Nordic state has cut marginal rates and scrapped many taxes. Did you know that? The model that Obama is trying to introduce in America that has been used for years in Sweden is being abandoned by the Swedish because it wasn't working and it was bankrupting the country. Savage says China lobby censoring his new book. Savage novel sabotaged by China. Savage envisions China threat in a time for war. If you have not yet bought the Time for War novel, it's in your bookstores. What else? Self-hating Jewish vulgarian queen brings down the house. That's about Joan Drivel, who told a joke that Hitler would have found worthy of a chuckle. The federal government is hiring, even though the sequester has taken place. 400 jobs were posted on the first day back after they said they were going to go bankrupt unless they got more taxes. They're still hiring new people. Soviet war veteran found in Afghanistan after 33 years. He's semi-nomadic and has the adopted Afghan name of Sheikh Abdullah.
Clark and Weinstein.
A killed in Islamic Jihad attack. Oh,
so
God.
Explain to people.
Bill would require cops to take dog training. I don't understand that one. Why does a cop need dog training? Why? Oh, lawmakers say too many dogs are getting shot unnecessarily. I don't understand that. I mean, they go to a domestic disturbance, and the minute there's a dog, they shoot it? Bill would require cops to take dog training. That's a mixed message right there. There are a lot of vicious dogs that attack postmen. You can just imagine what the police have to put up with. And if any of those topics appeal to you and you care to put your 2 cents in, you could come to America's premier talk show, The Savage Nation, at 855-407-282, heard every night right here on your local station. WMAL in Washington, D.C. Josh, you're next up. Go ahead, please.
Good evening, Dr. Savage. How are you tonight?
What's on your mind?
I wish I could say good riddance, but like you pointed out, normally whenever we lose one of these dictators, a far worse one comes in the rings behind them and just tries to outdo what they got.
Well, the next one may be worse than Chavez, because remember, Chavez was tempered by his years in power. And Chavez may have been a buffoon, but he was super intelligent. He didn't get there by being dumb. Don't underestimate the man, I mean, in the terms of his rhetoric and his ability to galvanize the poor, because the poor are easily manipulated by demagogues. He consorted with the worst people on the planet. The next guy may be worse than him. He's an illiterate bus driver. You can imagine what's going to happen next.
Oh, yeah. On our home front, though, the TSA, my brother is a TSO over here in Dulles.
Yeah.
So I get to hear a lot of interesting stories on guys that think disassembled shotguns in their carry-ons is okay thing to bring through the security checkpoint.
Wait, say that again. They carry disassembled shotguns in their carry-on?
Yeah, he had a guy try and bring a disassembled shotgun through the checkpoint, and his carry-on thought it was just fine.
He thought it was legal, though. He wasn't trying to smuggle it on.
No, it's disassembled, so it's fine, is what he told.
Wait, is that legal? That's not legal.
Not. No,
they didn't think so. That's like a disassembled howitzer on an airplane. So you don't think this is going to change much, the ability to carry 2-inch knives onto airplanes?
Well, we've already had the ability if we know the rules. Just like the liquid thing, you know, you're limited to, I think it's 3.4 ounces in one container.
Yeah.
But you can have 30 containers.
Any person, you can carry 30 little bottles of water?
There is no limit, according to my brother, who is a
teacher. Don't tell that to Bloomberg. If he hears that, you don't know what might happen. He's a liquid freak. He's an anti-liquid mayor. He's quite liquid himself. He made $5 billion more last year than he did the year before. But aside from that kind of liquidity, he's an anti-liquid mayor. All right, so there's no real change in your mind about carrying knives on planes, huh?
Well, here's the difference, though. You and I, we could bring a 3-inch pair of scissors and a screwdriver to take them apart. And for the last decade, we've had the ability to have 2 3-inch knives. But he's told me stories about pilots and military men who, for instance, you asked who would need to bring a knife on the plane before this, have tried to bring, like, fancy wine bottle openers that have a little knife to cut the wrapper at the top of the wine.
And they seize those?
Well, they've had to confiscate those from even pilots of the airplane.
So who gets them? Who at the TSA has taken all these hundreds of thousands of knives and bottle openers? Where have they gone? What do they do with them? Would they sell them at auction?
Not according to what he knows.
No. Well, what do? They steal them?
Nope. No.
What does the TSA do with knives that they have taken to date? Where do they go?
Well,
No one answers. No one knows. I mean, we don't know where they went. ABC New York City, we haven't heard much from WABC tonight. We're getting loads of callers out of Washington, D.C., which is a pleasure. Nick, on WABC in New York City, what's on your mind?
Michael, I'm a retired police supervisor, a sergeant, and I can tell you, as a security consultant now, this is the worst thing they could possibly do is bring knives on aircrafts, bats, anything of this is all weapons. By the way...
Right, of course. So why are they doing it? What are they trying to do? Are they trying to stir something up?
Yes, that's exactly. Michael, you're on the cutting edge. Here's why. Obama is just looking to have an incident. You know, don't let a good crisis go by the boards. And by doing that, you know, don't forget now, we have the FEMA Youth Corps. We have the 2,000-some-odd tanks. We have the 1 billion hollow-point bullets. So, you know, it's all part of an orchestrated game, I think.
Well, it's easy to assume that. My first intuition was, what's the matter? Things are too quiet in the sky, and they have to justify their budget, so maybe they'll get a few lunatics on a plane with a knife that they can take down and show what heroes they are.
There you go. And everybody on the plane is going to go wild and fight these people off, because they only have, you know, they're going to limit it to about a 2-inch knife.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but that can kill somebody if it's placed in the right part of the body. That's cutting the carotids. You understand. You know. You're a man. You're smart.
Well, of course. That's what I said. My fear is, what if they grab an infant and hold it up and say, I'll cut the baby's throat unless you do this or that? No pilot's got me. What's the pilot going to do at that point?
He's going to submit.
That's right. There you go. That's what I'm afraid of. Nick, I don't understand why they're doing this now. It makes no sense to me.
Well, think about the timing of this, Michael. I mean, we have the FEMA camps that are all over the country. We have the FEMA Youth Corps who's going to do the security at an incident that requires FEMA. And, you know...
We have the tanks with rubber tires. We have a billion hollow point bullets. And we have the biggest bully on the planet, Janet Napolitano, releasing criminal illegal aliens into the streets of America without a peep out of the drunks called the Republicans.
That's right. And
why don't the Republicans fire her and say, you went overboard, you have no such authority to... categorically release criminals into the streets, you're fired. We're going to fire you. Where are they? And I'll tell you the answer to that one as well. They are so intimidated by the so-called Hispanic lobbies that they are not saying one word about releasing criminals. We're not talking about releasing vegetable pickers, waiters, busboys, gardeners who are here illegally. We're talking about people in jail who are here illegally, who committed a crime and were imprisoned for it. She has no right to do that. She should be fired for it. If not investigated, something doesn't make sense. It looks to me like they're almost hoping to God there's an incident that they can then justify some draconian reaction to. TSA, that they're going to permit people to carry 2.5-inch knives on planes again, along with 2 golf clubs if they wish, a bat, small bat, and a cricket bat or whatever. I don't even know, a lacrosse stick. Why? Does it make sense to you unless they're trying to provoke an incident? Because any rational person would say, why now? What, is it too peaceful in the skies? They feel the terrorists have been deterred from airplanes because they know they can never do it again. And the Islamo-fascists who are always plotting to hurt in this country as they do in their own countries, hurting moderate, peaceful Muslims, blowing up mosques with innocent, decent people in them. The fanatics have given up on airplanes, by and large, because we have such lockdown police state security in the country. We know that. We don't live in a democracy when you go on an airplane. You live in a fascist dictatorship.
Savage.